The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our feature game of the week.
It's the state semifinals of Class 3A in high school football tonight. The Holton Wildcats on the road to battle the Frontenac Raiders, with the winner advancing to the Class 3A state championship game a week from Saturday in Hutchinson. Welcome to the broadcast. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking, also streaming audio worldwide and free online on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. The Holton Wildcats are a perfect 11-0 on the season, and as every team would hope, starting to peak and play their best football at the perfect time. The Wildcats have pitched consecutive shutouts in the postseason and have blanked their opponents in three of the last 4 weeks. The latest victim from southeast Kansas was the Girard Trojans, as Holton won that game 36-0, and now take on another southeast Kansas team, but on the road, as they're in Frontenac tonight to battle the Raiders. With a record of 9-2 from the CNC League, Frontenac is coached by 10th-year head man Mark Smith, and this is the fifth meeting in the last 7 years between these two teams. Holton has won three of the previous four matchups, including a season ago, and Holton won here at Frontenac by a score of 42-6. But the past is history. Tonight, what happens in this football game will determine which team has their season come to a close and which team gets a chance to play for all the marbles and the hardware in the state title game next week. It's a nice evening on a Friday night for high school sub-state football live in Frontenac, Kansas. And Mr. Mike Tanking, we should have an exciting matchup tonight. Frontenac 9-2, the Holton Wildcats 11-0. Holton may be a favorite in this matchup, but you got to come out, you got to perform at the high level like the Wildcats have been doing the past several weeks. Holton fans hoping to see another repeat performance of what they've saw the past few weeks here tonight.
Yeah, you want to be playing your best football this time of year, and the Wildcats have certainly been doing that. The defense has been stellar. This is a team that has yet to allow a first-quarter touchdown all season. But they've went on even further than that here in the playoffs, and they've continued to dominate in the second, the third, and even into the fourth quarters, pitching a shutout last week against Girard, the week before against Perry LeCompton. This defense is playing very well. But guess what? Frontenac says they're playing their best football this season as well. After a very decisive win against Rock Creek last week, they have the Wildcats on their home turf this year. These are two teams that have become familiar foes over the last 7 years in the playoffs on the eastern side of the bracket. And that's what it's all about in high school football in the state of Kansas here on a Friday night.
Brooks Barton in his 26th season with Holton has him in the playoffs for the 24th consecutive year. Holton looking for a road victory tonight after not having played a road game since Rock Creek just over 1 month ago. Let's talk about maybe the biggest storyline to this matchup in terms of how these teams will match up. The Frontenac Raiders are here largely in part, Tank, of their line. Their offensive and their defensive line, it's a very senior laden and experienced team, but is also big and physical. Maybe the biggest and best line that the Holton Wildcats will have faced so far this season coming in tonight.
Yeah, they're headlined by a Division I commit. He's going to Oklahoma State. You'll hear his name a few times tonight. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. His name is Landon Dean. Now, at the next level, he's probably a tight end or a defensive end, but the Frontenac Raiders will play him at the defensive end. But on the offensive side of the ball, he plays right tackle. He may not be their best offensive lineman. That might be his partner to the left, and that's the right tackle, Cruz Blair. He's a returning All-State performer, a three-year starter, tremendous lineman as well. And they love to run behind those two guys. Their center, Lane Franklin, is a load as well, 6'2", 270. And this is a team that, yeah, they're going to come out in about 25, 30, 40 different formations tonight. That's all window dressing. What they want to do is run the ball behind that line, and they're going to do it with the running back, with the quarterback, lots of ISOs, pull the lineman, and they want to run it right at you and establish that line of scrimmage and play a physical brand of football.
It hasn't always been easy for Holton against Frontenac. In fact, back in 2016, the Wildcats had to rally from a 21-0 deficit heading into the fourth quarter. They took the lead in that game, but then lost the lead before scoring with 13 seconds left to win it 32-28. The next year, in 2017, Frontenac came to Holton and whipped the Wildcats 55-21. These teams also played a close contest back in 2015 as well. So Holton has won three of the previous four, but it has not been easy. It seems like things have been easy for Holton for quite a while, Tank. They have beaten all their opponents by at least 20 points dating back to the first and second games of the season. What is it that has this Wildcat team playing at such a high level that they must continue tonight to get that ticket punched to state?
I think this is a team, Justin, early in the year that had yet to find its identity. There were a lot of first-year varsity players that were getting a lot of time in this junior class, a couple sophomores as well, but even some seniors that hadn't played as much varsity football. And it took a couple weeks for this team to gel and really understand what it was going to take to play at the level that they've played here in the playoffs. But about mid-season, maybe about the Perry-LeCompton game, you really started to see the offensive line start to gel. And then as the season went on, they played some lesser opponents, but they didn't play down to that level. They played at a high level through that part of the schedule and really carried that on into the playoffs. And it's really been the defense that's carried them, just a defense that plays fast. They play downhill. They make their reads so quick, and they make plays. And it's really a fun defense to watch, and definitely probably the backbone of this team is that defense and how they've come along.
The Wildcats won their first Big 7 League title since 2014, and now tonight try to punch their ticket to the state championship game for the first time since 2015. On the other side of the football, the Frontenac Raiders last at state in 2017. Their head coach, Mark Smith, has had them in the playoffs all 10 years that he has been the head coach, and looking to make, just like Holton, their eighth state championship game appearance. So it's Frontenac and Holton. Brooks Barda and Mark Smith, our coaches tonight. We'll hear from both of them as we continue with our pregame show. We're live in Frontenac on the Holton channel at msesports.net and here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA.
Cindy Hauer with Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
We'd like to remind our policyholders, as well as anyone that would like to talk about farm coverage, that updating hay inventories, checking on your livestock inventory, and then thinking ahead towards harvest is a good time to do a review on your farm insurance. If you want to talk about changes to your policy, contact us through our website at kellermaninsurance.com. We can make the process quick and easy. Or feel free to stop by and visit us at Kellerman Insurance on the southeast corner of the Holton Square.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Welcome back to Frontenac, getting set for Class 3A Substate Football. The Wildcats down to take on the Raiders here tonight. Brooks Barda, head coach of Holton, joins us. And Coach, 11-0, wanted to touch on last week's game a little bit. Another dominating victory, especially for your defense, pitching the third shutout here in the last 4 weeks, 36-0, the final score against Girard. A lot to like. What, I guess, impressed you the most? What did you like most that you saw from your team in sectionals last week?
Well, we had prepared hard for the option defensively, and I thought our defense and special teams really carried us in the game. We struggled a little bit on offense at times, and I give credit to their defense. I thought they were very athletic and up front, and their linebackers played hard and tackled well, and we tried to sew up some of that this week.
I know the last couple of weeks you kind of worried about continuing to be able to play at such a high level, feeling that your team has really practiced and prepared and played so well, and that is hard to kind of duplicate every single week. Just talk about the focus, how practices have been even this week, and how this team has been able to kind of maintain that level of intensity each week.
Well, it is a real challenge to play well each and every week in the playoffs, and it seems like a lot of times you have one of those games you feel like you don't play as well, and when that happens, you just have to survive. But these kids have practiced well, and they're going to throw a lot of formations at us, so there's a lot of mental preparation on defense. And they're kind of a group that are emotional and like to play, and I think we have a chance to be ready and start the game off right.
Yeah, talking about Frontenac and all their formations offensively, but this is the fifth time you've faced them in the last 7 years, so do you feel like you have a pretty good idea of what you need to do to be successful against this Raider team again here this year?
Well, they have a real system on offense that they stick to. However, they do a good job of taking the talent they have at the time. And this year, a little bit more of a ball control run team, and maybe don't have the receivers they've had some of the years. So We really have to control the line of scrimmage and get them into third and long situations.
Yeah, is this the best line that you faced? I mean, they're all seniors. One of them's a Division I commitment. I mean, is that the big challenge and the best line that you have faced all season here tonight?
Yeah, I think they're the biggest, most physical group that we've seen as a group. We've seen players like these players before, but we really feel like they're four down linemen, and one of them happens to be their quarterback or really good on the defensive line, so we're going to have to find a way to get to the perimeter, maybe get some better matchups with their skill positions.
Are you concerned at all with just the focus? And I mean, it's been a month now since you've had a road game. What about the long trip down here today?
You know, I think typically in the past on the road, we've always played well. I think it's kids don't get enough rest in this world, and this allows them to get a little rest, and we require them to close their eyes and get, you know, get their brain refocused and rested and get away from some of the other stuff. So typically we've played pretty well on the road.
Final thought from head coach Brooks Bard of the Wildcats. Where do you feel like maybe you have an advantage, coach? What are some things you feel like that you can do and need to do to come away with the victory here again tonight?
Well, I by no means think we're overmatched on the line of scrimmage. I think we can still do what we do on both sides of the ball. I just think that they're pretty good as well, but I feel like at the skill positions, we're a little bit more athletic and a little bigger and stronger. I don't know if it's age or athleticism, but we feel like we have some advantages there.
And how hungry is this team to get back to a state title game? I know it's something that you've talked about all season long with this group, but it probably seems like it's been way too long since you've had Holton in the state title game, and I imagine you and the team all pretty hungry to win tonight to get back.
Well, for all of our kids on the team, it is not back to a state title. They've never been part of a state title, so I think they are hungry. I think they're excited. They want to put their picture on the wall. They've spent their life growing up seeing that, and this is, you know, the most important game they've ever played. It was something we shared with them, so be the best prepared we've ever been throughout the season or throughout their career.
Should be a fun one tonight, Coach. Congrats on 11-0 start. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Sparta, head man for the Wildcats. Our pregame show will continue after this here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Welcome back to our pregame show live from Frontenac as we get set for 3A Substate. The Raiders hosting the Holton Wildcats tonight. And Frontenac 10th year head coach Mark Smith joining us. His team 9-2 and having another great season. Coach, you brought back quite a few guys from last year's team. I know had pretty high expectations as you do every year, but how's this season gone just as you look kind of back at the last 11 games, and how's your team progressed here up into getting to the Substate game?
Well, I really believe we're playing our best football right now, and that's what every coach kind of hopes for at this time of the year. Our defense has been really tremendous all season, really kept us in most of our games. Our offense kind of sputtered at times early, so we're kind of finding our identity, finding kind of a little knack, take care of the ball, and running the football very well. So I think we're playing really good football. When you get to Substate, you're going to play great teams, and we expect that against Holton this week.
Looks like one of the things, just kind of looking at some of your games and the stats, and maybe similar to Holton in this regard, but a pretty balanced team. I mean, two running backs that both have, 700, 800 yards, a quarterback that's a dual threat as well that can run and toss it around a little bit for you. And then your line is maybe one of the biggest strengths because you have pretty much all seniors up front and some pretty big guys. So just tell me about how that's kind of come together this year and what you see as some of the biggest strengths of this year's team.
Yeah, like you said, we got 18 seniors, and they've done a tremendous job of just being great leaders, buying into the program for the last 6 years, going back to junior high. And each week they've gotten better. They worked hard. and in the playoffs especially. They've been here for the last several years, so they kind of know what's going on, and they're showing in the big games. So they've had a great year. We're led by our offense and defensive line, obviously. They've had very strong showings all year. It really helps our running game. We have some great backs in the backfield, great quarterback, but it all starts up front. So on both sides, and Holton's going to test that on both sides as well. They have a great running game, and they have a great defense. So we have to execute very well, execute our game plan. It's going to come down to the trenches, who takes care of the ball, field position, do the little things, and tackle well. I really believe that.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a great game as well, and you have to feel like you know quite a bit about Holton at this point. I mean, I think this is the fifth meeting now in the last 7 years, so do you spend quite a bit of time on previous games? And I know you just kind of alluded to maybe a few of the keys, but what else, I guess, maybe makes this year's Holton team different, or kind of other thoughts here on this year's matchup?
Which is crazy, but we're some similar with each other. But Coach Barter does a tremendous job with his team. You can tell his team executes so well on both sides. They know the system up and down. They play extremely hard. They always have a great backfield of backs, quarterbacks. I think this quarterback might be their most athletic, special quarterback they've had since we played them. They've always had a strong fullback. They always have big linemen that are really good blockers. They hold on to their blocks better than we've seen anybody else do that. I know they have a few young guys playing, but, man, they keep getting better and better. But they don't hurt themselves on offense. And on defense, man, they make you earn everything. They don't give up the big play. They're the best tackling team we've played over the last decade for sure. You can tell they coach it well. They practice it. And they force a lot of turnovers. We fumbled several times against them the last 2 years. So ball security is going to be very important for us. But just doing the little things and executing is going to be very important as well.
Final thought for Coach Mark Smith of the Frontenac Raiders. And you know, obviously not making a long trip tonight and Holton having to do that, that could be something that's in your favor. Is there anything else that you feel like different intangibles, or maybe just that senior leadership and their motivation to get to a title game? Is there any other intangibles or other things that you kind of feel like could be a factor here this evening?
Well, we're both teams will be blessed. It's going to be a beautiful night here in Frontenac. Yeah, we don't have to have a long road trip. We went to Rock Creek last week, and that was a long road trip, but we're happy to get that win, but we know the challenge Holton's going to bring. They've been here before. They know the expectations. They have high expectations as well, so Coach Barter will have them ready. So I really believe we'll have a great turnout with the crowd, which when we played Topeka Hayden 5 years ago for the Sub-State Championship, it was a huge advantage for us. So we're hoping to have a great turnout where it's loud and it gives us a few benefits. So. But once again, the kids are just going to have to play and make plays because it's going to come down to that, and hopefully our seniors are ready to roll.
You bet. Should be a great game, Coach. Congrats on a great season, and best of luck tonight.
Hey, appreciate you.
Mark Smith, head coach of the Frontenac Raiders. Our pregame show will continue right after this timeout.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Frontenac, Kansas. Studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tankin and Kyler Catherine's tonight. Class 3A Substate Football, the 9-2 Frontenac Raiders hosting the 11-0 Holton Wildcats. Both teams are in the state rankings this week. Holton has moved up a spot to number 3, while Frontenac checks in at number 4. Wildcats coming off that impressive shutout against Girard, 36-0. That's one of two common opponents between these two teams. Holton beat Girard 36-0. Frontenac lost to Girard. That was both a district and a conference championship game in week number 8, in which Frontenac lost despite an early 6-0 lead. They fell in that game 13-6 against Girard. The only other loss for Frontenac this season came at Coweta, Oklahoma, a team that is still alive and a top 4 team in Class 5A in Oklahoma. The only other loss for Frontenac. Besides Galena, the other common opponent between these two teams is Rock Creek, a team that Holton defeated in week 7, 41-21 on the road. Frontenac went on the road last week to Rock Creek and pulled away in the second half, winning that ball game 42-26. So tonight's winner will advance to the 3A state championship game in Hutchinson a week from tomorrow. Loser, of course, will see their season come to an end. Well, we've talked about a couple of the storylines in this matchup. We broke down Frontenac's huge senior experienced line of scrimmage, and that being one of the feathers in the cap of the success for Frontenac this season. We talked about the Holton Wildcats, how well their defense has been playing, the new speed and level of intensity that the Wildcats have been bringing week in and week out since about week number 3 or 4 in this season. We also mentioned that for the Holton Wildcats, it's the first time on the road, and I think maybe focus is a decent thing that we should talk about tonight, because we talked about it last week when Holton was set to host Girard. It was Holton's fourth straight home game last week, and Girard had the long trip. Today, Holton had a team meal at 11:15. They took a trio of buses down here to Frontenac and left at about 12:15 to get down here, so they kind of have the long trip, first row game in quite a while. I think all those kind of focus type things will be a big factor for the Wildcats if they continue to get out to a good start tonight like they have in so many games this season.
Yeah, the first quarter has been the story for this old Wildcat team. It's a team that defensively has just been so sound and just has given up very few points. In fact, just a first quarter field goal is the only points that they've given up all season in the first quarter. That was against Sabetha early in the year. And then offensively, they just seem to get the ball when they get their first possession. Good things tend to happen. And if they don't on the first drive, at least the second or third drive, and they tend to play from out in front. And so hopefully for the Wildcats' sake, they can do that again tonight, get out in front. Definitely a game that you want to play from in front if you can. You'd rather not have to play from behind. And certainly if the Wildcats do execute and continue to play the type of football that they've played, protecting the football, assignment sound, you got to like their chances here tonight in Southeast Kansas.
Not only Holton's defense great and now surrendering just 10 points per game, but the Frontenac defense has been pretty great as well. They're only allowing 12 points per game this season. Holton has a slight advantage offensively, though. The Wildcats, 385 yards and over 40 points per game. Frontenac is shy of that. They're only averaging about 313 yards per game of offense, and Frontenac scoring just over 30 points per game this season. We are about 6.5 minutes away from the opening kickoff. We're going to take one more timeout here on the pregame show, and then we'll be back with the starting lineups and get set to kick it off here in Substate. For Holton, it's their second straight year in the Substate. They lost to Perry-Lecompton a year ago. As mentioned earlier, Holton trying to get back to the state title game. It's been a while. In fact, it's been too long. It's the longest stretch that Brooks Barta's had in his 26 years at Holton of not making it to a state championship game. It's been since 2015, but more importantly for the Wildcats, none of these players that will step on the field tonight have ever been to a high school state football championship game. That's the mission, the goal, and the plan for the Wildcats. And they're visiting white jerseys tonight, taking on the Frontenac Raiders, who are dressed from head to toe in the color black. It's the 11-0 Wildcats and the 9-2 Frontenac Raiders. An early kickoff tonight here coming up at 6 p.m. and only two other games in our listening area tonight, as the MSC Sports Radio Network will broadcast the Centralia home game against Olpe coming up at 7 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA. Also in the 8-man ranks, the Axtell Eagles are still alive. They kick off at 7 o'clock tonight in an undefeated matchup against Thunder Ridge. But it's Holton and Frontenac. That's what's coming up next as we take one final timeout here during our pregame. We'll step away for a couple minutes and return with the starting lineups and the kick on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, and also streaming worldwide and free online, the Holton channel at mscsports.net.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
It's become a rivalry like Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's in Frontenac, Kansas. On the football field tonight, it's the Holton Wildcats and the Frontenac Raiders meeting for the fifth time in the last 7 seasons. The Holton Wildcats have won 3 of the previous 4 as the captains come to midfield for Holton. That includes Caden Cantrell, Andrew Williams, also Jake Zeller, and Dallas Pittaway, the 4 captains for the Wildcats tonight. Holton is healthy for the most part. Of course, all season long, they've missed Reese Holiday and Slater Skaggs. They will tonight be without for a third straight game, Caleb Hernandez. But everyone else for Holton is good to go here tonight. Frontenac has had a fairly healthy season as well, so teams at full strength coming into this one as Holton wins the toss and elects to receive. So the Wildcats will have the football here to begin this contest tonight. Tank, any final keys or thoughts as we get set for another Holton-Frontenac game? This one, the first time, though, in all their meetings that it's been in a game with a state championship berth on the line.
Yeah, so much on the line. Going to be just a fun, fun broadcast. Hope you all enjoy it. I'm tonight watching Justin on the Holton defensive side of the ball, a unit that has been so strong all year. I think their outside linebackers will be tested, and I'm talking about Caden Jackson, and I'm talking about Jaden Fletcher. I have been tremendous all season, have no reason to believe they won't be, but this is a team in Frontenac. When they find something they like, they try to go at it and go at it again and again. I think that might be where they try to attack is on the perimeter. If Fletcher and Jackson have good games, this defense is going to roll.
Caden Jackson, a phenomenal game last week, had 15 tackles. 10 of them were solo stops, 33 total defensive points to help the Wildcats to another shutout victory. So Holton will get the ball first. The Frontenac defense has 8 returning starters from a team that went 6-5 last season before losing to Holton in the sectionals. Frontenac has 9 seniors that start on the defensive side of the ball, but it's up front. Colin McCartney and Landon Dean, the Oklahoma State commitment, are the defensive ends. Cruz Blair and Lane Franklin are the defensive tackles. A great linebacker in the middle at Justice Compton, but smaller backers on the outside in Jack Lusker and Patron Wilderman. Also starting at cornerback spots are Mario Mangini and Michael Turia, and the safeties are Brady Stanley and Dawson Lapping for Frontenac. We'll get you the Holton offensive starters after the kick return as the Wildcats have Matt Lears and Gary Booth back to return this kick. The kickoff man for Frontenac is Aaron Dorian. We're underway here in 3A Substate. It's a kick that doesn't even go more than 2 yards. It's recovered. Did it hit Holton? Frontenac has fumbled on the football at the 42-yard line. Did it ricochet off a Holton up man right back to Frontenac, and they covered up because the ball did not end up going 10 yards, but it did as it hit Holton and came back, and now Frontenac will have it on offense.
Now Frontenac essentially gets the ball to start both halves, and this sideline is in a frenzy. They've got a tremendous crowd wearing black here on the near side. Frontenac needs the ball to bounce their way a little bit, and they get the first big break of the football game right there.
The starters I mentioned, seven of them go both ways. They're on the offensive side for Frontenac as well. First and 10 here from their own 40-yard line. It gives straight up the middle to Justice Compton, and he gets across the 45. So the drive starting at the 42, and a gain of 3 yards there on first down. The right side of the line with center Lane Franklin and on also Cruz Blair and Landon Dean, where Frontenac really has some power. Holton defensive unit that is been salty all season now with 22 takeaways. Second and 7, the give left side through the hole at the 50, taking a hit but getting forward for a first down on some second contact. Really strong run there by Mangini. So Mario Mangini, a junior, but 892 yards rushing to lead this Frontenac offensive squad, and a couple plays and a first down for the Raiders here after recovering the opening kickoff.
Straight ahead run, a fullback dive, and then the ISO there to Mangini, a hard runner. Not necessarily a tremendous athlete, but a good, tough running back, and he will get a lot of carries tonight. One of their three leading ball carriers.
Holton territory at the 46. Here's Mangini again, spun around, and this time only gets one, maybe two, just inside the Holton 45-yard line. Caden Cattrall, Andrew Williams, and Charlie Gilliland are the three down linemen for the Wildcats. Caden Jackson at a linebacker along with Jaden Fletcher. Inside, it's Jace Boswell and Gary Booth. The corners have been super. They're seniors. It's Lucas Adcock and Jace Hallauer. And the safety's good as well, Jake Zeller and Matt Lears. Second down and a long 9 now for Frontenac, and their quarterback, Colin McCartney, wants to pass on a little quick hitch. Mangini makes the catch, made a man miss. 45-40 near sideline. First down inside the 35 of Holton. And the Holton corner kind of dove and missed at Mangini on that quick little out hitch route, and a big play for the Frontenac offense for another first down.
That was actually Matt Lears coming up from the safety position that missed that tackle, Justin. He read the play, quickly came up, and just missed the one-on-one tackle, and it's 11 yards and a first down on the pass and catch, the hitch route there for Frontenac.
Just over 90 seconds into this game, Frontenac's caught a break and now trying to capitalize. Lots of formations tonight, as Tank mentioned. Here's one, trips to the left. Quarterback run to the left. Gets it back in between the hashes and gains about 3 yards down near the Wildcat 32. Colin McCartney, the quarterback, has thrown for 850 yards and ran for 720. So three backs, McCartney the QB, and then Compton and Mangini that are a three-headed monster in this Frontenac backfield. It'll be second down and 8. Frontenac running their 6th play since recovering an opening muffed kick, and have yet to snap on third down as the clock winds at 9:50 to play here in a scoreless first quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right, and a slot this way, and the handoff right, and it's Compton straight ahead for only one or two. Andrew Williams did a good job making initial contact there at the line of scrimmage. Charlie Gilland, another down lineman, helping on the play. So a game, make a play.
Definitely four down territory here for the Raiders as they are now inside or right at the 30-yard line. Two downs to get 6 yards. The Wildcats defense bending. Let's see if they break.
One man in the backfield. It's Mangini who gets the handoff. Dancing around. He's tackled in the backfield. Another tackle for a loss by Holton. And they recovered the ball as well as Mangini coughed it up. And Holton has recovered. The Wildcats will take over. Another takeaway for the Holton defense. Their 23rd of the season. As Mangini coughed it up and Charlie Gilliland recovers it for the Cats.
Gilliland there to make the tackle. I think he was the one that got it as well, but it was going to be a tackle for loss, going to be 4th and 8, but the Wildcats basically trump the mistake at the start with a takeaway. And so the Wildcats get the ball now with 9 minutes left
Big-time defensive stand. They had to have that to start this football game. Chance to settle down a bit. Charlie Gillen with now 13 tackles behind the line of scrimmage this year and another caused fumble. Holton on offense from their own 32. They'll move right to left on your radio dial. In motion, shifting to the left is Booth. Here's the fullback. Boswell straight ahead. Pinballing his way. Close to a first down. At the 40, up near the 43-yard line, Chase Boswell helping Holton average 8 yards per carry this season and rush for more than 350 yards per game. Give him a gain of 10 there on the first down run.
That Frontenac defensive front is big, but their linebackers are small. You get through the first wave, there could be some yards and chunks for the Wildcats.
Holton goes quick, no huddle, hurry up offense, and that ball was kind of bounced to the quarterback, Matt Lears, in the pistol. Lear's able to pick it up and hand it to Boswell, but the timing was disrupted, and there was no gain on that first down snap. Second and 10, 8:30 to go, first quarter, scoreless. Holton's third offensive play of the game will be a quarterback around the right side, and slipping down is Lears. He falls forward, and a flag on the play as well, where the tackle was made. Lears only gained one or two.
I think they're going to get Holton for a holding on the perimeter. Might have been Jake Zeller, the tight end, on that side, and at the play, Justin, a year ago that Cale Purcell was not stopped on. They ran option all night long against Frontenac, and Cale had a huge game, and you know that Frontenac is prepared for the option. As Matt Lears, even maybe a better weapon yet with that option play, they did a good job stringing that play out, and the penalty will move them back 10 yards. They'll replay second down.
Wildcats will have to overcome the penalty and now snap it from inside their own 35-yard line. It's a 34. Lears gets a clean snap this time and gives it to Booth. It breaks free. Broken tackle at the 50. Gary cuts back to the near side. Here he is at the 30 on the near side. The defense catches up to him, and Booth will go down at the 25. But Frontenac did not read that handoff well. One iota. As Booth was free, dancing and moving upfield, a 40-yard gain for the first touch for Gary Booth.
13's pretty good. They got a pretty good 13. Our 13 might be a little bit better, Justin, as that is a tremendous run there by Gary Booth and a first down. Big chunks of yards. The Wildcats in business here.
Close to the red zone. Give it to the second man. Off left tackle. Fighting for yardage is Jace Boswell. And he's down near the 24-yard line. A gain of a couple for Bozzi on first down, and Holton in business after that 40-yard run. Gary Booth leading the Cats coming into tonight with 891 yards, so now he's over 900 for the season. On second down and 8, Lears will give it back to Booth, trying to cut back, but this time driven to the middle and heart of the Frontenac defense, where Jack Lusker was there to make the stop with some help from Lane Franklin, and Holton will face a third down and 6 play coming up here.
And 4 down territory for the Wildcats. 3rd and 6, need 6 yards on these 2 plays, and really watching the defensive line for Frontenac, really keeping outside leverage, trying to contain this offense and keep the running backs between the tackles. Pretty good play there by Landon Dean.
Cooper Baxter, a junior, will snap it on 3rd down and 6. Lears in the pistol, gets it, and hands off to Boswell. He stood up at the line of scrimmage. Not fooled at the give to Boswell, the fullback, on 3rd and 6. Gets pushed way back there. Brady Stanley was leading the charge, but several black jerseys also there. No gain on the play, so it is 4 down territory, Tank, but unfortunately Holton still has 6 yards to get a first down.
Pretty tough sledding here on those 3 plays. 4th down, we'll see what they do here. Frontenac knows the play action might be coming on 4th down.
Double tight wishbone set. Lears gets the snap, wants to run the option, fake the pitch. He's hit, he's dropped. Back at the 27, Brady Stanley not fooled by the fake pitch as he takes down QB Matt Lears for a loss. And the Frontenac defense has held. This game will remain scoreless with 6:22 left in quarter number one.
Frontenac's got a player down there right at the where the tackle was made, Justin, and you can see the effort that has been put in by this Frontenac defense to stop the option right away. It just pops right off the page at you as everything is slanting to the outside. They were expecting option play on that and ready for Matt Lears. Really, Lears, a lot of times you get him on the perimeter, and he's so heady, and he'll make that fake and cut it up, and he just really didn't have anywhere to go there. Just lots of black jerseys coming to the perimeter to assist the tackler, and he was stopped on fourth down.
Player down on the field for Frontenac. Lears, one of 4 different Holton backs that had over 600 yards rushing coming in here to this semifinal in week number 12. Lears nearly 700 yards rushing. Jaden Fletcher is over 800. We told you with the carry by Booth earlier, he surpassed 900 yards. And Jace Boswell also with 600-plus yards coming in to this matchup. So Holton, what a crazy start to this game, Mike. You think that was designed on the opening kick to kick it hard right at one of the Holton linemen and hope to get something like that to happen?
I think your plan is to squib it there and try to eliminate the big return. It's something that you and I both saw on film, that there were a lot of teams that have had some good returns against this Frontenac kick coverage. I think it was a squib kick where you get a little lucky and it happens to hit an up man, comes back towards your sideline and or towards your kick coverage rather, and you recover it. Tremendous break for Frontenac. Holton able to withstand the surge there and switch the field position. They got a big play, but unable to come away with points.
Unable to put much of his own weight on the lower limbs as he's helped off the field is Brady Stanley, one of the senior starters, the safety for the Frontenac defense. He will be helped to the sideline and unable to put much weight at all on that right leg, but the Frontenac defense is held. Holton able to overcome that opening kick as they forced a fumble on Frontenac's third and sixth play, but now the Raider defense stopped Holton on downs, and Frontenac will start this drive at their own 26. They quick pitch to the outside, and a burst of speed for at least 3 yards is Mangini on that far. Nope, not Mangini, excuse me. It's Justice Compton. Pretty big backs. Compton, 185 pounds. Mangini, 195 pounds. And the quarterback, McCartney, is over 200 pounds. Those big guys out there in the backfield for the Raiders.
And I mentioned their number 13. That's Justice Compton. And he was a state runner-up in wrestling last year. A tremendous running back and a two-sport athlete. Probably going to go to the next level doing one or the other. Maybe both.
McCartney in shotgun wants to throw. He rolls out to the left, wants to take a deep shot in some trouble. Now he's hit and dropped. Another quarterback sack for the Holton D. Their 23rd of the year. Connor Collins was coming. After missing some time and returning in a limited role last week, it was 64-34 meeting at the quarterback, Andrew Williams, and Connor Collins for a big sack. It'll bring up third down and 13.
Yeah, good job there by the secondary. That was a coverage sack as much as anything, because actually it looked like for a moment that McCartney had some time, had nobody open downfield, and then didn't feel the pressure coming from the backside and took a sack. A big loss on the play.
Third down and 13. They'll snap it now at their own 22. Four receivers, twins to each side. Empty backfield for McCartney, completing just 42% of his passes this season. He throws it on an out route. It's caught by Compton. Double team tackled immediately at the 26, the original line of scrimmage. That's only a gain of about four on third and 14. And Frontenac will have to send the punt team on. Great job by Jace Hallauer. And the Wildcats were there with a couple guys to make the play in the flat.
Good job there. You give up the completion, you make the sure tackle, you force the punt. Just a tremendous job. Empty backfield. You know they're going to the air on third and long. Wrap up and make the tackle. Nice job by the defense. Collins and Hallauer there.
The punter's Tyler Antle. 28 punts this season for 30-yard average. Back deep is Matt Lears awaiting. Flag on the play. They're going to blow it dead. The catch on that last play. Double check who made the reception. As it was Aaron Doria, one of the seniors for Frontenac, and a penalty here on Frontenac will cost him 5 yards. And still in punt formation is Antle. Lear scoots up now across his own 40-yard line. Holton should get great field position after a three and out by their defense was forced. Here's a high, high hanging punt. Lears will call a fair catch and make it at the 41-yard line. And so Holton will get it for the second time on offense here tonight with 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. We're tied 0-0.
Yeah, much like a lot of games that Holton plays against physical teams, just a little feeling each other out, trying to figure out what's going to work with this wishbone attack. The Wildcats with a big chunk of yards with the fullback dive on their first play and then a 40-yard run by Garrison Booth, but they stalled out inside the 25-yard line and didn't have any points on that drive. Wildcats, a lot of things, a lot of different tools in the toolbox. It might be the option, might be the fullback, the counter, the second back through. They'll find what works. Maybe a matter of time.
Officially, the 42-yard line is where the football is spotted after the fair catch by Lears, who will now get the snap from Baxter with Phillips and Williams the guards, Roush and Cattrall the tackles. Tight end Zeller and Gilliland. First down and 10. Lears hands off, dancing his boot. Now gets free on the right side and a nice gain up near the 48-yard line. Gain of a good 5 yards there on the play for Booth.
A good jump cut there. He had a jump cut a couple weeks ago. I've been last week, actually, where he really sprung a big run with that read in the hole and in a lot of different looks up front from Frontenac. Four-man front, five-man front, different shades, four-man front here.
Holton with double tight, 3 men in the backfield, wishbone set, Lears in the pistol. Second down, and they need five. He gets the snap. He fakes to the fullback. Gives it to Fletcher. First carry, and a first down. Jaden with a burst of speed across the 50 and down to the 47 of Frontenac. It's a gain of about six for Jaden Fletcher, the 5'7", 175-pound junior who's over 800 yards rushing this season. Yeah, a lot of different looks up front from Frontenac. It really is important for the offensive line to communicate, and this is where Coach Barta preaches intelligence. This is a thinking man's game when you're an offensive lineman for the Wildcats. Got to be able to decipher the different looks you're getting up front. First and 10, Fletcher again, right side as he follows his fullback Boswell and gains again about 5 yards on the first down carry. So Holton having some success here on their second possession, Tank. As you mentioned, a lot of things going on, a lot of adjustments already being made by both teams. Holton getting some bigger chunks here on their second possession. They'll keep it double tight wishbone on second and five from the 42. They give to the second man, and tripped up is Gary Booth. Boy, he puts it in overdrive right when he gets that handoff. At least that time he did. Earlier it seemed like he was getting it and maybe dancing a bit, but that time straight ahead, and a nice run for a first down for the Wildcats at the Frontenac 36. Yeah, nice job straight ahead run right there, and you're seeing many plays here where there is absolutely nobody over the center, Cooper Baxter, except maybe a blitzing linebacker. He can get a hat on that backer. There's yards there. The last two plays showed that. Give it to Boswell. The fullback gets some tough yards at the 35 and down near the 34. Boswell gaining about three. Mangini and Lusker combine on the stop along with Compton in there for Frontenac. So that gain goes for about three for Jace Boswell. Holton mixing it up. They have Fletcher and Booth behind Boswell in the backfield right now. Second time they've been inside the Frontenac 35. Under two to play in a scoreless first quarter. This play stopped at the line of scrimmage as immediately tackled after getting the handoff was Jaden Fletcher. They ran at Landon Dean, 6'5", 250 pounds. He's committed to play football at Oklahoma State. Kind of interesting. He's lined up as the left defensive end, and that's on the right side of the offensive line for Holton. That's the more inexperienced side. Dalton Rouse, Tyler Phillips, the guard tackle on that side. It's Catchell and Williams on the left side. We'll see if the Wildcats eventually start to attack the left side of the formation.
Third and seven, they run right. It's Lears, and he keeps it, and not a first down, but a healthy gain of about 5 yards
as he gets just inside the Frontenac 30-yard line. And this will certainly be more manageable for the Wildcats. They went for it on fourth and six on their opening drive and failed. Now it's going to be a fourth down and two here for Holton.
Wildcats not trying to run away from the Division I commit. They're going right at that right side of the line, and that's Cruz Blair, and that's Landon Dean. But here's a fourth down and two play. See if the Wildcats can come through on fourth down here.
They need a push. Williams and Catchell on the left side of the line. Motion to the left by Gary Booth, and they will run it to the left. And it's Boswell, and he steps across and gets a first down to the 25-yard line of Frontenac before the tackle made by Justice Compton. But they kind of overloaded that, their strong side, when they needed a couple yards desperately, Tank, and convert on fourth down.
Yeah, broke up the bone. You had the offset formation and the motion man coming to the near side right behind Big Andrew Williams and Caden Catchrell for a first down. Jace Boswell gets 3 yards, and the Wildcats move the sticks.
Ninth play of the drive and a false start as Holton moved early, both the tackle and tight end on the right side. So Holton, 10-yard holding penalty earlier on their first drive, and now a 5-yard false start will make this a little bit more tricky as they're driving in the final minute now of this first quarter.
First time they went on a hard count and drew themselves offsides, it appears, is now the first and 15.
That one's credited to the long 3-plus-hour bus ride. Here's the give to Fletcher, and he leans at the 30 down near the 29. Tough sledding for a couple yards on what might be the final play of this first quarter. Fletcher not finding much there as Jack Lusker makes another tackle. They're making those outside linebackers for Frontenac make plays. Lusker only 160-pound junior, and Wilderman on the other side, 150-pound senior. So those outside backers, pretty small for Frontenac. That's where Holton felt they had an advantage. But after the 5-yard penalty, it's still going to be second, about 14 to go as we head to the second quarter. We'll take a timeout with this game tied 0-0. You're listening to high school football here on your local sports authority, KNZA, and online, the Holton Channel at msesports.net.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Kyler Catherine's back with you. Second down and 14 to go for Holton. They have the ball at the 30-yard line of Frontenac. Game tied 0-0. Winner goes to the state title game. A counter play, and it's Booth to the middle. Spun down hard at about the 28. He only gained two, and Holton's going to have second down and still 12 yards to go. Excuse me, third down and still 12 yards to go, but it is four-down territory again for the Cats.
Once again, the Wildcats with the ball inside the 30-yard line in a third and long situation here. Yet to go to the air. They want to pass on their terms, not on third and 12.
Lears in the pistol, wants to pass. Here comes pressure in some trouble. Throws it back across his body. Wide open. Catch made by Booth at the 20. Booth to the 10 and dives down inside the 5. So it wasn't Holton's terms, but Matt Lears, the dangerous pass with two men coming right at him, back across the field for a 21-yard gain. Fortunately for the Cats, Booth was wide open on the far side.
A lot of times you'll see a route where they're out route by Booth, and Lears read the defense, found him, and they moved the sticks. Big-time first down on the pass play.
From the 7, gives straight ahead, and nothing between the tackles, and Jaden Fletcher spun down hard by Landon Dean. I don't know if he got 1 yard on forward progress, maybe to the 6. It'll be second down and goal to go. A 13-play Wildcat drive that began at their own 42. Holton converted a 4th and 2, and just a moment ago converted a 3rd and 12 with a pass completion, which was the 13th all year for Matt Lears. Now it's goal to go, delayed the snap, and a penalty flag flies. Boy, that one might be on the center. Seemed like all 10 guys moved except the ball didn't get back to Lears in time.
Yeah, just off timing on the snap, as some of them moving, some of them not, and that's a sloppy play at a bad time for the Wildcats. Can't have mistakes in the red zone. The way you score in the red zone is just to simply execute it. Sounds so simple, but it's those types of plays, negative plays, penalties that derail drives and keep you out of the end zone. Now second down and goal from the 11.
Second false start on this drive. Holton with just their second offensive possession of the game. Still scoreless, 90 seconds into quarter number 2. Now it's goal to go from the 11. Lears with the double tight wishbone set again. He hands to the fullback, and a 9-second surge getting inside the 7-yard line is Jace Boswell. Riding him down from behind, but getting about a 4-yard piggyback ride was Landon Dean. It's third down and goal to go. Two plays to get 7 yards. Or a field goal with Lears capable. The wind is blowing 10-15 miles per hour. Holton has that wind at their backs here in the second quarter. Lears maybe changing the play, calling the cadence at the line of scrimmage. He will get the snap on third down. He'll counter it to the left. Booth trying to get out around the corner. He's at the 10, still in trouble. Now cuts back at the 5. He dives, and he's in! What a run by Gary Booth! Man, he was all bottled up back at the 7 and 8-yard line, but somehow Booth got away, and then lunging that football barely across the goal line, Gary Booth scores on third down and goal, capping a 14-play drive for the Wildcats. For Gary Booth, it's his 12th rushing touchdown of the year.
The counter play to the left side of the formation, we've seen very few plays to that side, and really a pretty good job by the Frontenac defense. The left side of the line collapsed, and Booth had to kick it out to the outside, where it was really 1-on-3, and he jukes 3 guys, then cuts it back to the inside and dives for the goal line and barely gets in for the touchdown. Tremendous effort by him, making guys miss, and the Wildcats take the lead to start this one.
Frontenac has an injured player on the field for the second time, so the PAT will be delayed here as they attend to one of the Frontenac Raiders. Holton converted 4th and 2. They converted 3rd and 7, and that was a third down and goal play from the 7-yard line. So 7 yards on the touchdown run for Gary Booth as the Wildcats take the lead with 9:42 to go here in the second quarter. A quick timeout, and our timeouts tonight are sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. Hey, they do this each year. You can get free shipping on all orders, $30 or more, limited to one order per customer, but it's coming up on Cyber Monday. That's November the 29th, a little over a week away. So a week from this Monday on November 29th, enter the code in all capital letters, Cyber21, and you can save and get free shipping on all orders of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. The code, again, is Cyber21, and the injured player for Frontenac is Dylan Bollinger, a senior backup defensive lineman. And the good news for him is that he's able to at least gingerly walk off the field under his own power. He was down where that touchdown went in on the left far sideline where the Holton Wildcats in their white jerseys stand across the field from us here in southeast Kansas. Now, Justin, we break this down a lot as he's walking off the field here and break down the plays for the Wildcats right, left, who are they running behind, and it's really fascinating that they're running behind the right side of that offensive line against what we maybe thought was the strength of this defense. What kind of respect do they have for the other defensive end? Holton, really a lot of respect, it looks like, for Colin McCartney. He's the quarterback. He's the defensive end on the other side. And I'm going to be honest with you, he did a whale of a job on that play. Just unable to keep Booth contained. Booth with a lot of one-on-one effort on the outside. Matt Lears will try to tack on one of the extra point try. He's made 44 out of 49 PATs this season, so it's the 50th PAT attempt, trying to make number 45 successful. Jake Zeller will hold. Good snap, the placement, and the kick is up. This one is good as Lears makes it a 7-0 lead with 9:42 to go till halftime. We'll step away for a 30-second timeout. Again, a reminder to our folks listening online via the Holton channel, it is audio only, no video, as we're not permitted to do live video of this game from the KSHSAA, but live audio on the Holton channel at mscsports.net and right here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Holton leading. The Wildcats pitching a shutout so far. They still have not allowed a touchdown against any opponent in all 12 games they've played this season. They lead 7-0 on a 7-yard touchdown run by Gary Booth. Here's the kick by Matt Lears. It's high, end over end with the wind. There's a return from inside the 5-yard line. Mangini, 15, 20, coming near side. He got a block. Holton wanted a flag on that block. And up across the 25 near the 30-yard line goes Mangini on the return. Well, Frontenac will get their third offensive possession. Last time they had it, it was 3-and-out tank. By the way, that drive, Holton went on 14 plays, covering 58 yards, and it took 7 minutes off the clock.
A tremendous drive. That's a staple of a Holton Wildcat drive right there, but it was the pass play on third and long when maybe Frontenac knew the pass was even coming, but the coverage wasn't good. Lears finds Gary Booth for a 21-yard completion and a first down. 3 plays later, they're in the end zone for a touchdown.
Frontenac will give it straight ahead, and a broken tackle, and near a first down as Compton is twisted across the 40-yard line. Gained 11, almost 12. As that time, the backer's unable to make the play for the Holton defense, and Compton kind of got free for a bit and to the second level, gaining 11 yards on first down.
Looks like the front three there for Holton right now is Williams, Shermock, and Gilland. Backers, Jaden Fletcher, Connor Collins on the outside, and looks like it's Booth and Jackson in the middle. No Boswell on the field at the moment.
Just the third first down for Frontenac's offense. They give it right side, Mangini, and he meets a big old wall. Now Holton pushes him backwards. Forward progress will gain a yard from the 41 up to the 42, and all kinds of white jerseys in there. Fletcher, Lears, Gilliland, as well as the two big down linemen, and Caden Cattrall and Andrew Williams. Actually, it's Shermock out there playing the nose right now, not Cattrall. Shermock, a senior, and Williams along with Gilliland.
Yeah, that's right. There's a Frontenac team that just ran at will against Rock Creek last week, but Holton's got a few more dudes up front than what Rock Creek was able to put on the field a week ago.
Second and nine, three wide receivers, and a handoff, kind of a delayed give, and then a delayed burst of speed across the 50 into the open, and a tackle made to save a touchdown, perhaps, inside the Holton 40 as Hallauer comes back and grabs the legs of Justice Compton. It is a 19-yard run and kind of an unclean handoff from quarterback to running back, but boy, when Compton got it, nobody around him, and it burst there into the secondary.
And maybe even a patient run there, Justin, as he was able to make one cut. There was pretty good penetration into the backfield, but one cut, and then you saw the vision. Nice job there by Compton in a first down run.
Now inside the Holton 40-yard line with under 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Holton leading 7-0. Two receivers to the right, one to the near side. In the backfield, they will hand it off. And straight ahead goes Compton, this time about 3 yards. As Shermock helping the running back to his feet. Dustin Shermock, a huge sack last week early in the game, providing a lot of energy for the Wildcat defense. Frontenac has moved it into Holton territory a couple times now. Didn't on their last drive, but did on their opening drive after recovering the opening kick, which was botched by a Holton upman and ricocheted right back to the Raiders.
Boswell is back in there at linebacker for the Wildcats here.
It's second and eight in the quarterback run. Right side, McCartney. Caden Jackson holding on to him and trying to keep him from getting upfield. Shermock was there as well. Shermock looking over to the far sideline clapping. He's an energy guy. He can get some folks charged up and needs to do it here on this play. I don't know if it's four down territory. Take maybe. At the Holton 35-yard line, Frontenac here is faced with a third down and still 6 yards to go.
It'll depend on what the down and distance is here if they get the fourth down. If for those of you that got to see Gerard last week, if you want to vision what this quarterback, Colin McCartney, looks like, maybe a left-handed version of Nigaman that we saw last week from Gerard. Kind of a same build, maybe a little thicker, but the same type of runner.
Trips right. McCartney wants to run right, and he dives. He's close to a first down. I think about 1 yard short, but they'll probably go for it on fourth and what is now going to be 1 yard to go. Tackle made by Caden Jackson again at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, definitely four down territory, but a huge play coming up for the Holton defense. If they can get a stop here on fourth and one, yeah, huge play, big momentum twist in this first half. Got to think they're going to run the ball between Landon Dean and Cruz Blair, their best two linemen, the right tackle and the right guard.
And in that hole is Andrew Williams, the Holton defensive tackle on the right side. They need just 1 yard on fourth down, midway point, second quarter. Quarterback going to fake the handoff, turn and run, and he gets it first down on a little sneak. He didn't get it by much, but he got to the 29. I think he gained 2 yards and only needed one. I don't know why he just don't run straight ahead, but that time the quarterback turned, faked the handoff, and then quarterback snuck it behind his center, Lane Franklin, who's the biggest lineman up front for Frontenac, 270 pounds. The Raiders do convert on fourth down.
Didn't need much, didn't get much. Just a couple yards there. Not an easy conversion, but they did get it on fourth down.
Longest drive for Frontenac now. This will be play number eight, and they're inside the Holton 30-yard line, but they trail 7-0. Wide to the right side is Caston Fields. To the near side comes Aaron Doria. The Holton corners, Adcock and Hallauer, lock in on them. First and 10, handoff. McGeaney trying to bounce it out right side. He's got room. Now he's bulldogged down at about the 22, but a healthy gain of 7 before Matt Lears, the safety, flew over to make the solo tackle.
Some running room there for McGeaney. He's quicker than Justice Compton, not as big of a back. He got some running room to the outside there and sets up a very favorable second down play coming up. Got to watch the pass here if you're the Wildcat.
So far, 2 for 2 passing, but sacked once is Colin McCartney. He has as many interceptions thrown as he does touchdowns this season, 8 apiece. And it's second down and about 3. Might be a pass, as Tank mentioned, and it's a handoff to the left and a second little burst there, but short of a first down. Gain of a couple as Lears again up to make the tackle on Compton, and Andrew Williams was there for the Cats defense as well.
That was a play that Rock Creek could not stop as they pull the tackle and the guard to the left side, but the Wildcats do a good job. No gain on the play there.
Williams made the tackle, and he's the left side.
Yeah.
Where he's going straight up against Blair and Dean, but Williams
pull,
knew that they pulled. Yes, he went with him, and he made the tackle, and it's 3rd down and 3. Great play there by Andrew Williams. 3rd down snap.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Compton in the backfield. Now he'll check out. Empty backfield for McCartney on 3rd and 3. Wants to run, and he's hit in the backfield, tackled. Short of a first down as Gary Booth blitzes through, and it's a tackle. Is it a loss of a yard? He certainly didn't gain anything. Now 4th down here for Frontenac. Shot the A-gap and was able to get his shoestrings and drop him for no gain. Now, another 4th down play. This isn't 4th and 1, though. This is 4th and a very long 2 here coming up. As the second quarter clock continues to melt down, Frontenac going to take their time. They might even use a timeout before this play. We'll see. Mark Smith, the head coach. Boy, Frontenac wasn't real great prior to when he showed up. I think they are going to call a timeout here before the 4th and 3 play. Frontenac was 13 wins and 25 losses in the 4 years before Coach Mark Smith. And then once he took over, they got rolling. They put a 33-9 record together from 2013 to 2016. And now have been in the playoffs all 10 years that Coach Smith has been the head coach. Indeed, a timeout is called. A 4th and 3 play coming up. Clock stopped at 3:05 here in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout with Holton leading Frontenac 7-0 here on KNZA.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hertz. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. Again, streaming audio worldwide and free online tonight, MSCSports.net. Click listen live and select KNZA. No video, no live broadcast on the Holton Channel Facebook tonight. Big 4th and 3 play coming up. First time out of the game, just called by Frontenac. Red Raiders aren't going to be able to sneak this one like they did on 4th and 1 earlier on the drive. And Dalton Roush is in there for Andrew Williams at that left defensive end spot. Big play. Biggest play of the game so far coming up right here. From the cap, 22. It's a give to 22, and it's McGinney now going to pass it. Wide open, and did he trap it at the 5-yard line? They say it's a completed pass. I didn't know if he got the hands underneath it. It's Caston Fields that makes the reception, and it's a little trickery on 4th down. Holton claiming that ball hit the grass, and it was trapped by Caston Fields, but the officials say no. Mario Menchini with the pass to Caston Fields on 4th and 3, and it's a gain of 17.
They go to the bag of tricks, and it was a sweep out of the shotgun formation. If Menchini throws a decent ball, it's a touchdown. He's wide open, and he underthrew it. Coach Barta just furious as that hit the ground. They call it complete, and it's 1st and goal at the 5-yard line.
McCartney gives to Compton straight ahead from the 5-yard line, a gain of a couple down inside the 3. Well, it is what it is at this point, right? No instant replay as Frontenac looks to try to tie this game up. Clock rolling at 2 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the first half. 13th play of the drive coming up. 2nd down and goal to go from the 2. Holton made some goal line defensive stands early in this season, Tank. It doesn't seem like they've had to do that lately because their defense has been so good, not allowing opponents into the red zone. Twin receivers right and one left. The running back is Compton behind McCartney. 2nd and goal from the 2, and the give to Compton straight ahead, and he's in. Touchdown! They convert twice on 4th down, including a halfback pass. And they score a touchdown. Frontenac on the board with 1:46 left here in the half on a 2-yard touchdown run by Justice Compton. The 4th down conversion, circled that one. We said it was going to be the biggest play of the game to this point. And Frontenac comes up with their best play, a trick play, a 17-yard completion 2 plays later into the end zone, and now an extra point attempt to tie this football game. They needed that. Hey, and that's a bad snap. It's a big break here. Ball back at the 25-yard line, picked up by Fields, and he throws it, and it's intercepted. And that will deny an extra point or a 2-point conversion as the ball was intercepted by Jace Boswell, and Holton with a 1-point lead. So the Wildcats up 7-6. It's been a problem for Frontenac this season. Extra point tries could be huge as the Wildcats still up by 1. We'll take a timeout. Return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Justin Flick, Mike Tanking back with you. Kyler Catherine's with us as well. 7-6 now, the Holton lead, as Frontenac goes on a 13-play drive that covers 71 yards, converted a 4th-and-5 and then a 4th-and-3 with a halfback pass. Holton still up one as the kick here will be squibbed to the near sideline and roll inside the 10 and then go out of bounds near the 5. So Holton will get pretty good field position if they just take this here, Tank. And they have all three timeouts left with a minute 46. Keep in mind, Frontenac's going to get the football to begin the second half, even though the Wildcats are just about to get even here with their third offensive possession of this game. And the Wildcats will certainly be aggressive with this good field position. Actually, they're going to make Frontenac kick this one again. Hey, they know. Just be alert up front. Opening kickoff, of course, ricocheted off Holton right back to Frontenac, and they recovered it. So getting to receive the kickoffs, technically, if you will, on both first half and second half starts. Holton knows what you and I know. That is that Frontenac's kick coverage has been a little suspect at times. Not going to just take it at the 35. See if they can get a few more yards on the return instead. Make them re-kick it. Aaron Doria will now have to tee it up at the 35. Lears and Booth back deep. 1:46 to go in the half. Holton up by one. Here's a kick. This one is returnable. And Booth and, oh, and Lears run into it. The ball's free at the 7. Lears goes back to pick it up. Hansen at the 10. Now at the 15. He made a man miss. The flag flies. And Lears stretching it to the far sideline. Just going to run out of bounds. Darn the luck. Boy, Lears and Booth, a miscommunication there as they were standing side by side. But neither one fielded that kickoff. And it rolled back inside the 10. Slipped right between them, and then there's a flag to Booth that's sitting at the 17-yard line, and it's against the Wildcats as well. Going to move the ball half the distance to the goal, and the election to make them re-kick backfires as the Wildcats don't execute on the special teams side. Just something we haven't seen this year. They have not broken down in the special teams, and now they're going to start this drive well inside their own 10. Capital U, capital G, capital H. It's 1st and 10 Wildcats. And they will start at their own 8-yard line on their third possession. They scored last time they had it, but only one big chunk of offensive yardage here tonight. You got to be careful and protect it. Late first half. Motion by Fletcher in front of Lears, who gets the snap and gives to the fullback. And Matten spun, and not getting anywhere is Boswell. They'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage, but the tackle is made for Frontenac by Cruz Blair. Dean gets a lot of the attention just because maybe he's committed to Oklahoma State. He's good, but man, Cruz Blair might be even better. 6'1", 230-pound lineman. He is a problem, and he was the one that busted that play up, and certainly a kid that, talking to some people, if he's 2 or 3 inches taller, might be a Division I player. Holton taking their time. Probably a good Division II player at the very least. Under a minute to go in the half. Counter play to the left. Dancing is Fletcher and gets up to the 10. Penalty flag flies. They say Boswell lost a yard on first down, but the clock will stop here because of the penalty. I was starting to think if Holton didn't get much on second down, Frontenac may start calling timeouts to try to get it back here late in the first half, and then another penalty against the Wildcats. This is a hold right at the point of attack again, and something that just hasn't been much of a problem for the Cats being the penalties, and now you see a few here causing some problems. At least Frontenac didn't decline it. I'm kind of surprised because the penalty only ends up being about 4 yards. If they decline it, it's third down, and they have a quicker chance to get the ball back. But if it's second down, Holton is going to be able to run a couple more plays here and maybe get out of this half with a 7-6 lead and not let Frontenac touch it again.
I think they're going to decline this after all. As they talked it over, and Mark Smith yelling out on the field, yeah, we want to decline this penalty. Officials enforcing that just a little too soon. They'll take the result of the play, which was about a 2-yard gain by Booth. Mark Smith, the son of legendary coach Chuck Smith, played at Pittsburgh Colgan and then at Pittsburgh State. In his 10th year now as the Frontenac coach. So that the penalty declined. It's 3rd down and 9. A gain of 2 on that run for Fletcher. But Holton's going to snap it here
still from inside their own 10-yard line. They can take some time off the clock if they want before the snap, right?
Yeah, they can. Because
Bartik called a timeout.
No, he didn't. Well, he might have now, but what he's asking here is, I think the clock was running, or either
the
that or he wanted it running. No,
the 25 play clock.
Oh, the game clock.
So a timeout called by Holton, 54 seconds to go in the half, and it's 3rd and 9 for the Cats. Frontenac still has 2 timeouts left. Coach Barta wanting to visit with the official, and he's wanting an explanation here on something as all the officiating crew now gathers together.
That timeout was taken by Barta.
Yeah, he was talking to the official and then finally called timeout and wanted him to go talk it over. Something he didn't like on that last play.
This is certainly a clock situation. He was signaling with his hands in a winding motion, so either upset that it wasn't running or upset that it was.
Well, it should have been. It was a handoff, right?
And if it's a decline penalty, the clock should have started on the ready.
Right. But it didn't. The play clock was running down, and the game clock was still stuck on 54.
I'm wondering if... We'll see. They're going to discuss it over there right now. The white hat and the head linesman are in a conference with Coach Barta on the far sideline as the team's Frontenac's on the field, ready to go. Holton's still in their huddle over there.
We plan to visit with Coach Barta during our halftime show, which is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. You want the best? You have to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16.
Now Coach Barta getting all the attention as all 5 officials have went over to talk to Coach Barta, and Frontenac's players have come to the near sideline. So, very animated and passionate, and I'm going to tell you, very rarely when you see Coach Barta like that is he incorrect. Trust me.
He's been around the game a little bit in his life, huh?
And I've officiated a few games where he hasn't been the head coach, but he's still on the sideline, and Coach Barta knows what's going on.
So the White Hat signaling a
timeout
Holton.
No, this is a timeout Frontenac. He pointed
way,
Justin. I think Coach Barta's gripe was the clock should have been running because he wants to get to halftime and not have to punt the ball out of his own end zone.
Yes.
I think that's the gripe, and there's still 54 seconds left on the clock.
I think Mark Smith said, well, if the clock was running, I would have called a timeout. So that's why now they're saying Frontenac gets the timeout, which will leave him with just 1 remaining. But Holton's got to snap it here on 3rd and 9 from their own 9.
Yeah, that's the counter-argument because they would have. But a decline penalty, you're right. The clock should have wound, and it didn't.
All the clock man's fault. 54 seconds left, second quarter. Holton 7, Frontenac 6. Substate 3A battle here in southeast Kansas. Lears has 2 men in the backfield. They break up the bone and they send Booth in motion across the formation to the far side. Lears now waiting, seeing if Frontenac will jump. Long, hard cadence. Now gets up, looks to the sideline, and another timeout's been called. This one by Holton. So they were trying to get 5 yards there with the penalty, but Frontenac did not flinch on several hard counts. And Holton will have to run a play now on 3rd and 9, which will mean 2 timeouts left for the Wildcats, 1 timeout remaining for Frontenac this half.
Right idea. Good idea. The clock's not running, so you can get an easy 5 because the Wildcats could desperately use a 3rd down conversion here on 3rd and 9. Wildcats just want to get to the locker room, regroup, and play a little more solid football in the second half. And like you said, Frontenac going to get second half kickoff, and they'd love to have another possession here and one more shot to put points on the board. Again, they have a good field goal kicker when they can get the snap. That's been their problem. He's missed some extra points, but most of the time it's been the snap and the hold for them.
Yeah, just 65% on their PATs. Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whitey. Now Holton's got 3rd down and 9. Got to take care of it here. They'll bring a slot here on the near side in Booth, and the handoff and a cutback. Fletcher getting the carry, and he's up to the 12. Frontenac going to take their final timeout, I believe. Now they do. It's 47 seconds to go. So Frontenac will not have any timeouts remaining, but they're going to get the football in pretty good field position here as Holton's going to have to punt basically from their own end zone. Gain of about 3 yards on that run for Jaden Fletcher.
Now Jake Zeller will step onto the field and punt the football. Good time for a good boot from him, an all-league punter. Wildcats kick coverage needs to be solid here.
Need to go into the locker room, Mangini.
I just kick the ball down the field as far as you can, go cover the kick. This team has been so good in the special teams, you have no doubt that they can go down and cover a kick. Go down and make a tackle. Get to the locker room with the lead here.
And our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. And on Cyber Monday, that's a week from Monday, November 29th, enter the code CYBER21, and you can get free shipping on all orders of $30 or more. Think we'll check all the first half statistics coming up for us here at the halftime mark. Don't forget, at the end of this game, we'll also pick a lineman of the game, brought to you by Giant Communications, and a player of the game at the end of our broadcast tonight. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. A little sneak peek on the stats, Justin. They are about as even as the score right now. It's game number 12, and it's punt number 13 this season for Jake Zeller. Picks up some grass, throws it in the air. He's got a gauge of the wind, which is blowing towards this near sideline now. 47 seconds to go. Needs a good snap. He stands a yard deep in his own end zone, and Zeller boots it away. It's spiraling to the near side. Will take a bounce at the Holton 45 and then roll towards Frontenac's end zone a couple yards, and Frontenac's going to have it at the 43. No return, 31 yards on the punt for Jake Zeller.
Got a little bit of bad break there as it checked up, like a pitch and wedge on the green at Holton Country Club, and Frontenac with good field position, 38 seconds. They want to put points on the board here. They'll be aggressive.
Yep, they take a few shots at some point in this possession, as their best field starting spot tonight is at the Holton 42. 38 seconds to work with. Can only stop it if they get out of bounds or pick up a first down. Motion to the near side by Mangini. McCartney in shotgun. Bobbled the snap. Now stands. He's a southpaw. Now in some trouble. Runs at the 50 to the near sideline and has some room. He gets a block, and he's at the 30, 25. And now a flag comes in, and it might be a late hit out of bounds.
Well,
even though Holton thought there was a bad block.
That's great. That's fine. There was also a missed blindside block. So
Booth got blindside blocked here on the near side. And the quarterback, McCartney, took it inside the 25, and they might tack on 15 here to the end of this QB run.
Yeah, they're going to go half the distance to the goal. 42 down to the 23. So a 19-yard gain on the play, and I don't know how that block was missed. But either way, an illegal late hit out of bounds will move it inside the 15-yard line.
Half the distance to the goal goes to the 12. Again, no timeouts. So if Holton can get a sack or something, Frontenac's not going to run the football without any timeouts tank. It's going to be a pass play. Got to get after the quarterback as Caden Catcher looks to the sideline, says, come on, fans, you drove 3 hours down here. We need to hear you. Give us some support. Roush out there on the defensive line as well as Gilliland. Catcher over the football. A first down could be obtained, but only inside the 2. It's first down here from the 12. McCartney stands, looks for a slant, and now throws it deep for the back corner of the end zone. Going up, it's incomplete. The ball got the hands of the receiver, Fields, but he could not hang on. Yeah, Fields was the intended receiver. 7-1, a little hard to see in that back corner of the end zone. It'll be second down with 22 seconds left to go here in the first half. Wildcats clinging to a 7-6 lead.
And it's a wheel route, and it was one-on-one coverage with Adcock over there. And if he comes down with that ball, it's a touchdown. It was a one-on-one jump ball opportunity. Pretty good throw there by McCartney, giving his receiver a chance. Wildcats dodged the first bullet. Going to have to dodge three more.
McCartney's first official incomplete pass of the night. His receivers are all very, very small, all under 5'10". He stands in the center pocket, throws it over the head of his receiver, incomplete to the middle of the end zone. As tapping his chest as McCartney says, that's my bad, coach, my bad, not a good throw. Had some time in the pocket, but now it's third down with 18 seconds left to go here in the second quarter.
They've dodged two bullets. Now they need to dodge two more. And where that ball's placed, this would not be an easy field goal on fourth down. The wind, kind of a crosswind, maybe a little bit in their face going from right to left.
I don't think they can stop it with the first down either, getting at the 1, but not into the end zone. So they basically need to be taking shots here into the end zone. Third down from the 12, the snap. McCartney throws it in the flat way high over the head of Justice Compton. And it'll bring up fourth down and a decision for Coach Mark Smith. He's going to send the field goal unit on to try to take the lead.
And the Wildcats dodge the third bullet. Now, can they come up with a big play in the special teams? This will be about a 28-yard field goal where they put it down on the near hash.
But the near hash, that's the key. Vinny Pyle is the kicker. Only 24 out of 37 PATs. He's made one of two field goals this season. This one to give Frontenac the lead and the ball to start the second half. Good snap and hold, and the kick by Pyle is
no good. Misses wide left. Frontenac thought they had it, but from the left hash, with the wind also blowing it towards the left side, he wasn't able to get it far enough. Right, 9 seconds left. Wildcats will have one snap here, but they do have the 7-6 lead. They dodged the fourth bullet. It was a field goal attempt, so a lot of things went wrong on that drive, but the result was good for the Wildcats. Coming up with three big plays defensively, the field goal hooks to the left, and they will go into the locker room with a one-point lead. Somehow.
You just take a knee here. Hand it off maybe from your own 20-yard line.
Yes.
Holton wanted to get to the locker about 15 minutes ago. They're going to take a knee here.
Make some adjustments and play a better half of football.
Victory formation, if you will, but we got a full half of football still to go as the snap to Lears, who kneels down, and we head to the break. Our score, Holton 7, Frontenac 6.
Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. It's coming up after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and online, KNZA 103.9 FM.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different as the only locally owned long-term staff and residence. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you gotta get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome into our halftime show as our score is Holton 7 and Frontenac 6. We are at the break. The Wildcats and Frontenac were scoreless going into the second quarter. It was a crazy start to begin this game tonight as Frontenac set to kick it off to begin the game, but it was hard kicked at one of the Holton up man, ricocheted off them and right back to Frontenac. So they recovered the opening kickoff tonight and had the football at their own 42, but could not convert on third down and then fumbled the football as Charlie Gilliland made a big hit to force the fumble. Holton recovered and the Wildcats would get it at their own 32-yard line for their first offensive possession here tonight. They got a 40-yard run from Kerry Booth on the opening drive, but Holton could not convert themselves on a fourth down and 6, so they turned it over on downs. But then Frontenac, a quick 3 and out, putting it right back to the Wildcats, and that's when Holton went on their best drive of the game. The drive for the Cats that covered 14 plays and 58 yards, and it was capped on a 7-yard touchdown run for Gary Booth, a phenomenal run, breaking tacklers, dodging others, and making guys miss. So that touchdown for Holton with Lears' extra point put the Cats up 7-0. The scoring drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. So Frontenac then down 7-0, got it back and went on a long drive themselves. In the second quarter, they would run 13 plays, 71 yards, converting on 4th and 5, and then converting on a 4th down and 3 on a halfback pass. controversial catch at the 5-yard line, but two plays later, Justice Compton into the end zone on a 2-yard TD run. Bad snap, though, on the extra point, so Holton still led 7-6 with 1 minute and 46 seconds left in the second quarter. And that had to be about the longest final 146 of the half that we've experienced in quite a while, Tank, as Holton had it, went 3 and out, had some controversy there before they ended up punting from their own end zone. Frontenac had a few chances from the Holton 42 as their first play was a long run by the quarterback. A penalty tacked on some more yardage down inside the Holton 15 to the 12-yard line where they threw 3 incomplete passes and then missed a 28-yard field goal. So that leaves Holton still up 7-6 over Frontenac at the break. Really long, drawn-out final 2 minutes of that first half. Coach Brooks Sparta not happy with the way things really transpired there. Now both teams regrouping here in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, a few things that I think he wanted some explanations on and some things he disagreed with. But I think at the end of the day, also, the whole Wildcats have got to play better football. This is probably as sloppy as we have seen the Wildcats in a few weeks. Offensively, special teams hasn't been as good as it has been of late. Defensively, they're keeping them in the game, but if you compare this to a boxing match, and this was basically a complete half of jabs. Both teams just throwing jabs, nobody able to deliver a knockout blow or a big play. The biggest play, the Gary Booth 40-yard run, didn't even lead to points. So just a bunch of jabs, and really the Wildcats kind of got off on their heels because of the bad break on the opening kickoff, but then they were able to get off the ropes and put Frontenac on their heels a little bit as they scored. But then Frontenac, it seemed like in most of that second quarter, were able to get the whole Wildcats back on their heels again as well. So the Wildcats will kick off to start the second half, really need to keep the field position in their favor, as it really looks like this is going to be a game of field position, mistakes, and trying to move the sticks. And the Wildcats luckily have that one-point lead. They got a one-point head start on the second half.
Just what you'd expect here in a sub-state game, with the winner advancing to the state championship week next Saturday in Hutchinson. So Frontenac had 4 possessions, Holton only had 3 possessions, and Frontenac's going to get their 5th possession to begin this second half. So we will head down on the field, try to bring you an exclusive interview with Holton head coach Brooks Sparta when the Wildcats emerge from the locker room. Coming up next, we'll check the first half statistics, but we owe you a timeout here as our halftime show continues live from Frontenac. At the break, Holton 7, Frontenac Raiders 6, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and KNZA.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
As you're listening to Substate Action, the Holton Wildcats lead the Frontenac Raiders 7-6 here at halftime. A halftime show brought to you by Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. You want the best? You've got to get out of town. They're home of the 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Time now for the halftime statistics. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Talk to Jacob, Courtney, or Megan. They'll be sure to help you out with all of your tax needs. That might be payroll preparation and processing. Could be your tax preparation, tax planning. Do a good job there at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. First half stats, just as even as the scoreboard. We'll start with the Holton Wildcats. They finished the first half with 5 first downs. They have 98 yards rushing on 24 attempts, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 1 of 1 through the air for 21 yards, so the Wildcats have 119 total yards of offense. The Wildcats had one turnover. We'll call it a turnover. It was actually just a kickoff that went off an up man, and then the Frontenac Raiders recovered it. So there was one first-half turnover, and that was a fumble. No interceptions. They had 5 penalties for 40 yards. Individually, the Wildcats led on the ground by Garrison Booth. He has 7 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Jace Boswell has 8 carries for 20 yards. Jaden Fletcher, 6 carries for 16 yards. And Matt Lears has 3 carries for negative 1 yard. Passing the football, Matt Lears 1 of 1 for 21 yards. And that one completion went to Garrison Booth. Garrison Booth, 1 catch for 21 yards. For Frontenac, the Raiders finished the first half with 7 first downs. They have 87 yards rushing on 21 carries, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 3 of 6 through the air for 32 yards. So the Raiders have 119 total yards of offense here at the break. They had one turnover as well. That was a fumble in the first quarter, and they had 2 penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Raiders led on the ground by Justice Compton. He has 45 yards on 8 carries. Mario Mangini has 18 yards on 6 carries. He has a touchdown run. And Colin McCartney has 24 yards on 7 carries. Passing the football, Colin McCartney is 2 of 5 through the air for 15 yards. And also Mario Mangini on a halfback pass is 1 of 1 for 17 yards. Pass completions go to 3 different receivers led by Caston Fields, 1 catch for 17 yards. Mario Mangini, 1 catch for 11 yards. And Aaron Doria, 1 catch for 4 yards. Your halftime score, Holton leading Frontenac 7-6. And real quick, if you didn't catch that, total yards for both teams, 119 yards to 119 yards. Average yards per carry for both teams, 4.1 yards per carry for both teams. The score, 7-6. Turnover battle, 1-1. The only difference so far, a bad snap on an extra point for Frontenac. It went awry, and the Wildcats do get their extra point, and they lead 7-6 here at halftime of Substate. That's your halftime statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Waiting for the Holton Wildcats to emerge from the locker room. Still about 3 minutes left on the halftime scoreboard, and there'll be a 3-minute warm-up period after that. Justin will have Coach Barta with a halftime interview, and we'll see what kind of halftime adjustments the Wildcats will need to make to come away with a victory in this one. Again, the winner of this goes to the state championship game. It's next weekend on Saturday in Hutchinson. The winner will face the winner of Andale and southeast of Saline. And again, tonight our game started at 6 o'clock. Most of the other games across the state starting at 7 o'clock just got underway, so very few scoring updates, but the winner of this game will face the winner of Andale in their 36-game winning streak and southeast of Saline, trying to pull the upset there as that game is at southeast of Saline. They do get the home game here tonight hosting Andale. We'll go ahead and step aside real quick. We'll take a 1-minute timeout, and when we come back, Justin will have Coach Barta down on the sideline. Again, 7-6 is your halftime score as you're listening to Substate Football on KNZA 103.9 and also the Holton Channel, powered by MSCSports.net. This is the halftime show brought to you by Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires in Holton.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no dock fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our names need a great deal at Holt House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. but a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we're going to have to block a lot better up front. We're not hanging on to our blocks. And defensively, overall, we're doing a pretty good job. Basically, they score on a trick play. We're ahead by 1 point. If they don't score, we win the game. And we're going to have to come out and get a quick stop. And then we're going to, I think, probably going to have to score another touchdown or two.
Is the keys like the third and fourth down situation for both teams?
Making a lot of big plays on defense. They're swimming and getting off some blocks, and we're just going to have to do a better job. And when we hit one, we're going to have to break one.
Right, let's go finish it, Chris.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta down here on the sideline. Again, his Wildcat team up 7-6 at the break. Tank, back up to you.
All right, thanks, Justin. That's Coach Brooks Barta. We just got him just in time coming out of that break as the Wildcats come out of the locker room right as we send it to commercial. And Coach Barta getting over to the far sideline. Justin able to catch him for a few comments there. So, again, 7-6 halftime score. Holton leading Frontenac, and we've got three more minutes getting put up on the clock for the warm-up period here momentarily, and then we'll have second-half action. We got a good one in the southeast part of the state, 7-6. Winner goes to state. Everything on the line here in the second half. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to KNZA 103.9 and also listening on the Holton Channel, powered by MSCSports.net. We'll be back after this timeout on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Frontenac with studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke back up in the press box with my partner Mike Tankin and Kyler Catherine's. As we're streaming live audio, of course, online at MSCSports.net, as well as here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. Our halftime score, Holton 7, Frontenac 6. You got a quick chat there with head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats were the first team out of the locker room. Coach Barta was riding furiously. I don't know if nobody could see it, obviously, but he was riding furiously while he was talking to me. He had several things on his mind that maybe he didn't get a chance to tell his team in the locker room, but I think the big message that he gave us was that, you know, big plays, whether that's a huge run offensively, whether that's a huge turnover, a huge special teams play. I mean, you get the feeling that it feels like this really is a dogfight, and teams are going to have to limit the big mistake and try to make the big play to come out on top here tonight in advance to the title game.
Yeah, they both teams have overcome their mistakes to this point, and neither team probably feels like they played a flawless half. It wasn't a real, I don't know, easy on the eyes first half of football. It was just kind of a grind-it-out type half for both teams, and I think for Frontenac as an underdog, they'll take that. You know, they're in this game down by one. They get the football. They feel real good about it. Holton, on the other hand, knows, hey, we're in a dogfight here, and this now becomes a game of field position, turnovers, big plays, and maybe only three or four possessions for each team here in the second half. What can they do with them?
Brady Stanley, the starting safety, and also the backup defensive lineman Dylan Bollinger, both left with injuries in the first half for Frontenac, and those guys Didn't emerge from the locker room. In fact, already on crutches is Brady Stanley right now, and in street clothes on crutches. So those guys may be done for the night. It looks like their fifth possession to start this second half. While Holton's only had the ball three times tonight, both defenses have forced a three and out. Both teams have one long scoring drive in which they made some big plays, converted on some fourth downs, and got points on the board. A couple fourth down conversions for the Frontenac Raiders, including the trick play. But the Wildcat defense really has been playing pretty well. They haven't done anything wrong. They just couldn't quite get off the field on those fourth down plays. Now they're going to have, hopefully, a long turf field behind them. Matt Lears has it on the tee, and the kickoff will be fielded at about the 15. Quickly to the 20, 25, and a big shot there prior to getting to the 30 as Fields on the return, hit by Rylan Ammon. Boy, he just trucked Caston Fields. Him and the sophomore putting a big stick on with the special teams coverage. Been fun to watch that unit all season. Fly down and make plays, and Rylan Ammon getting in on the action there. Big-time play, and now the Raiders will start at their own 28. And it looks like up front it'll be Williams, Cattrall at the nose guard, and Gilland at the defensive end, rotating and keeping fresh bodies in up front. Fletcher and Collins, the outside backers. Boswell and Booth in the middle, and here's a slow-developing play that won't go for much yardage. Tried to finish a pancake block on Caden Cattrall off to the play was the center lane Franklin, the 270-pound Franklin against the 285-pound Cattrall. They both went down like in a heavyweight wrestling match, but the gain was only for 1 yard. They're on first down for the Raiders. Connor Collins came off the near side untouched and maybe got a hand on an ankle there to trip him up in the backfield as well. Just a 1 yard gain. Nice play there by Collins too. Good to see Connor back out there. Sixth leading tackler on the team after missing some time. It's second down and 9. Compton comes in motion to the near side. Quarterback runs to the left and getting through is McCartney. Now he stood up at the 30 and falls forward to the 31. A gain of a couple. But it's going to be 3rd and 7, so this is the uncomfortable situation that both teams are experiencing here tonight, a 3rd and 9, which is in favor of the Wildcat defense having a chance to make this play. Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right, Justin. Both teams, it feels like, have been in 3rd and long all night and in really tough situations and having to make some decisions on 4th down. Big play here for the Holton defense. Two receivers to the near side, Mangini and Doria go to the right. Compton stays in the backfield next to McCartney on 3rd down and 7. He fakes the handoff, wants to throw left, throws it quick, and it's completed over the middle at the 40 to the 45, up and to cross the 50. I think Holton thought they had the tackle. They lit up. Jake Zeller finally finishes off Mangini, but Super Mario finding an opening there right in the middle of the field. A nice pitch and catch, and across into Wildcat territory on 3rd and 7 go the Raiders. Able to pass it just enough to make the defense honest, and really pretty simple play. Twins to each side, and the slot man ran about a 12-yard curl. It was Mangini. McCartney hit him. He was wide open. He turned it upfield and got a 21-yard gain and a first down. From the Holton 49, it's 1st and 10. McCartney wants to run this one. Coming to the near side, Collins got kicked out. Now cutting it back at the hash and inside the 40. It may be another first down run by McCartney. The tackle made by Jake Zeller. But Colin, and we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, running for 720 yards this season with another first down carry there using his legs. That pass completion and that 10-yard run, and now all of a sudden into Wildcat territory. And once again, you feel like the Wildcats defense just a little bit on their heels. Matt Lears had a chance at the tackle. They're about 2 yards downfield and missed the tackle instead of the 10-yard gain. Zeller hobbled off the field, dropped to his knees. He's out. Fletcher's in now to play safety next to Lears. Trips to the near side. McCartney going to run again. Near side, got a block. A dive and a miss by Fletcher. And inside the 30, another first down carry. McCartney finally stopped by Booth at the Holton 26-yard line. Another big chunk, and they've found something here with the quarterback getting around the corner. And they're winning in the trenches, Justin. This is coming to the right side, and you saw a couple of white jerseys on their backs. The signs for Frontenac winning on this possession. Another big chunk of yards. They win a 21-yard completion, and a 10-yard run, and a 12-yard run, and now they're in business. Quarterback may keep running. He's a senior and a big one, 6'2", 220 pounds. McCartney in shotgun, hands it off. Left side, Compton trying to get around the corner. Took a big hit, and that was by Matt Lears, but he gets inside the Holton 25, gaining about 4 yards on the run. We've played just over 3 minutes now in this third quarter. Holton still leading by a point, but Frontenac is on the move. And that was the pulling tackle and the pulling guard, kind of a student body type play and trying to get numbers on the edge. I think they've got an advantage. When they saw that they could do that against Rock Creek again, they did it time and time again. They're having some success getting to the perimeter here on this drive. In and out of the huddle are the Raiders. Second down. Almost down to the 23-yard line. Twins to the right, and a slot this side as well. McCartney with the running back this way, and he's going to run this way. Chased from behind, made that man miss, and dives inside the 20 down near the 18. It's not quite a first down. Charlie Gilliland could not quite track him down from the weak back side, and it's going to set up a third down and short, 3 yards to go here for the Raiders. Charlie had him in the backfield if he could just catch him, but just couldn't quite get to him at the line of scrimmage. He was able to get around the corner as he was trailing from behind. And now, again, four down territory here for Frontenac, a position they were in a lot in the second quarter, third and short, third and two. McCartney had the little fanny pack around his chest, something to put his hands in and keep him warm. It kind of got caught there, and he ripped it off, threw it to the sideline on third down and three. He'll hand it to the right side, and a big hole in a first down to Moore. 20, 15, 10, and diving is Compton down inside the 8. Big run of about 12 yards for Justice Compton. Got to be the line of scrimmage, Tank, because it doesn't matter who the back is or what the play call is or which way it's going. Frontenac just getting chunk, chunk, chunk right now.
Yeah, this is danger zone for the Wildcats. We have not seen this in a long time, maybe since early in the season against Chapman, Nemaha Central, where the defense on their heels like this and big chunks of yards, definitely playing with their backs against the wall. Goal to go. Somebody's got to make a play. Frontenac has it at the Wildcat 8. McCartney gets a high snap, wants to run straight ahead behind Compton. A penalty flag flies. He's to the 5 and hit by Connor Collins at about the 4. And finally, a break here. The Wildcats get a flag, it looks like, and it's going to be holding against Frontenac, and that's huge. It's first and goal at the 8. Instead, it's going to move back well outside the 15-yard line after that one. Finally, a big play like that going against Frontenac. Connor Collins goes out. Also, Andrew Williams goes out for a breather. Holton trying to get some fresh guys in there, as it'll be Cattrall back on the defensive line, along with Shermock now and Charlie Gilliland. Fletcher moves back up to play the outside corner spot, as it looks like Zeller is back in there at a safety next to Lears. Yeah, first down and goal, but now from the 18-yard line, the Cats need to capitalize on this Frontenac mistake. Maybe a run to the near side. It is the quarterback coming this way, and this time hit. Good job fighting off the block as Holton makes the play, and it was Caden Jackson able to get off the block that time and tackle the senior quarterback after a short gain of just 1 yard. It's second and goal from the 17. And that's just a big boy football play there. They overload this side, and everybody in the stadium probably knew that run was coming to the near side. Caden Jackson sheds the block and tackles him after just a 1 yard gain. Holton's D lineman. Now Caden Jackson joining Shermock, looking to the far side, saying, come on, we want to hear you. We need the energy on the road. The Cats have not trailed in this game, but only lead by one. Frontenac in the red zone. It's goal to go from the 17. Second down snap to McCartney with trips to the left. He runs to the left. It's a reverse play as they pitch it to McGinney, coming near side, and he's all alone. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders. McGinney took it on a little flip inside reverse. As McCartney took off running left with three receivers over that way, McCartney was one of them, and he takes the pitch in for a 17-yard touchdown. Frontenac takes the lead, and now we'll try for a two-point conversion.
Once again, the bag of tricks, and it's the reverse play, and it's well-designed. The timing was perfect. The Holton defense over-pursued. There was one blocker left on this near side, and that's Landon Beam, the D1 commit. And it was one-on-one with him and one defensive player for Holton. An easy touchdown run for Mario Mangini. He's untouched inside the pylon. They'll go for two here. 10-play, 72-yard drive. Two-point conversion. McCartney bobbles the snap. Looks left. He's got a man in the flat. Now throws it in the middle. Way too high over the head of Compton. So Frontenac does have the lead, but it's only by 5. And now late penalty flag flies. We got some extracurricular activity following this play.
And it was Cruz Blair and possibly Dustin Shermock and Mark Smith and Brooks Barta both about 10 yards out on the field telling their guys to get off the field and get to the sideline. Both coaches getting their players to the sideline, and we'll see if this is offsetting or if it's off one on one player or the other. I think it was all after the play, though.
Touchdown run by Mario Mangini. This is 11th touchdown of the year.
And
you mentioned the fifth meeting in the last 7 years, and Mark Smith is furious.
They just called an unsportsmanlike on both teams, Justin. So it was offsetting after the play.
So the try is no good, and I think Bruce Blair was who that was on, and he's fired up on this near side, and Mark Smith is throwing everything, and this crowd is in a frenzy, and they've got the lead. They can feel it. Wildcats have got to be able to match the emotion, but in a positive way. A dangerous time here for the Wildcats with 5:52 to go, third quarter. It's now Frontenac 12, Holton 7, and this chip lead, this is Mark Smith, is still down visiting with the official. Very upset. Thought that flag should have been just on Holton. And Justice Compton, very emotional on this near sideline, gesturing towards the crowd, his own crowd, trying to get him fired up. And Cruz Blair really unhappy about what took place there, and I think that unsportsmanlike was probably on him and probably on Shermock, if I had to guess. Viewpoint as we go forward here, and at midway point of the third quarter. See if Holton can get a good return here. Frontenac's given up some kick returns this season. Holton's got to field it well. It's a shanked kick, takes a bounce, and then rolls inside the 20. Holton didn't field it. Now Booth goes back to get it at the 15, and Booth nearly fumbled it and goes down short of the 20. Mark Smith is still furious, yelling at the officials. Meanwhile, we've seen this Holton team for maybe the first time all year, Tank. The focus, it's not there right now. They're making mistakes, silly little things that are just piling up. And it's hard to explain because you can't see it, but you see a lot of black jerseys jumping around, a lot of emotion, and you see a lot of white jerseys kind of walking around, and they're rattled. You see the rattled side of things right now for the Holton Wildcats. How do they respond to this adversity? Trailing for the first time in a long time and facing a long field in front of them, they've got to get some first downs and get some momentum back on this drive. First time they've trailed since week number one against Nemaha. They'll start from inside the 20. Need some leadership, some seniors to step up and help calm the waves, and a false start penalty against Holton. So instead, the unraveling continues as the Wildcats keep hurting themselves. Coach Bardo wanting an explanation from the head linesman on the far side, and it'll be first and 15, and a lot of fans on this near side standing, waving towels. Gotten pretty serious here all of a sudden, no doubt about that. Now first and 15 for the Cats from their own 14. Lears as Frontenac has everybody in the box. Fletcher shifts in motion. Another flag! Somebody moved again? Yep, this is another false start on the left side of the offensive line for Holton. Five more yards back, it's first and 20. Boy, Holton may need their timeouts later in this game, but I'm not so sure if Bart is not close to a point right now where he's going to have to call a timeout, gather the troops, and try to calm the storm. Spinning out of control. It's first and 20. Holton all the way back now at their own 9. Be careful here, Cats. Frontenac smelling some blood in the water. Same formation in play and the give, and it's Booth getting the carry. Got through the initial line and gets up to the 14. So he gained 5 yards, but it's still going to be second down and 15 to go as Holton has put themselves in a hole. And they are going to need to bust one. They're going to need to bust a big one at some point and might need it on this series of downs. Second down and 15, deep in their own territory. Coach Mirpool signals in the play from the far sideline. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Holton now down a nickel. Lears with the Brum broken up, and Booth now in motion to the right side. They'll run the option that way. Lears has it, and he's going to keep it, and he's upfield at the 20-yard line. Steps back, he's got a juke, and he's up to the 25 and goes down at the 26. That is a nice gain of 12, and it'll be 3rd and 3 with a great run by the quarterback, and that's probably the guy you want to have the ball in your hands. The gamer, the one that has his head level on his shoulders. When you need a big play, now they need another one here at 3rd and 4. Yeah, Mr. Steady, and that's the guy that can maybe calm things here just a little bit. Gosh, the Wildcats can change everything right now if they get a conversion here on 3rd and 4. Need 4 yards. Again, they break up the wishbone with a wing over on the right side. That's Booth. On 3rd and 4, the snap to Lears. The option is pitched this time. Fletcher lowers his head, dives close to the pylon. I don't know if he got it. Man, it's going to be close as Fletcher dove towards that first down marker. Right in front of the Holton bench on the far side, they signal 4th down. He's short 1 yard, maybe 2 yards. And if it's 2 yards, you probably can't go for this one at your own 27. Oh, man. He looked like he was closer to the first down marker than that. Not a favorable spot. Coach Barta right there on top of it. And I think they're going to have to punt the football. The punt team coming on the field. It's 4th and 2, a long 2 at your own 27-yard line here. Yep, You got to punt this one
yeah,
away.
You don't get that too good. You don't give them a 25-yard
right.
field. There's still a lot of game left. Yep. There's a full quarter and 4.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. You need a good punt here, and you need to get your defense on the field playing well. You turn it over on downs there, it could be lights out.
Let's face it, sometimes 2 yards has been hard in this game for both teams. Zeller, mile high. Great punt by Zeller. Bounces at the 40, takes a Frontenac roll. Adcock will grab it at the 41. Great punt, no return. Boy, if that could have just got a Holton bounce, it might have got 5 or 10 more yards. But at least Frontenac will have to start here at their own 41-yard line. But they lead Holton 12-7 with 4 minutes, 17 seconds left here in quarter number three.
About a 30-yard punt, but the second time that ball just checked up on Jake. If he just gets a bounce out of that, he did a good job directionally kicking it away from the return man, but it checked up, and about a 31, 32-yard punt there.
Tank, end of the first half, start of the second half. Holton's last two possessions, both three and out.
Yep.
And they have a first down in the last couple drives. Now Frontenac takes over. And they will give it left side. Compton chased from behind and tackled after a short gain of a couple. Boy, good thing he was tracked down from behind as well, as that was Fletcher, I believe. No, Lears that was chasing him and made the stop.
And they are pulling again the tackle and the guard, trying to get them onto the outside backers for Holton. And that time it was Landon Dean on Connor Collins, driving him 5 or 6 yards deep. Luckily, Lears came up and was able to make the tackle for just a 2 yard gain.
This is when it's been tough. Holton hasn't been in a 4 quarter game since week number 2. Going up against the biggest, strongest, most experienced line they've faced all season. You start to get a little tired. The other team has some momentum. High snap, handoff, Compton, near side, flag flies, and he's tackled at the 46. It's a gain of 3, but probably coming back.
This is going to be a block in the back, as it was a really good block on the edge by their tight end or right tackle, but then as the Wildcat defender disengaged, he shoved him right in the back, and I think it's going to move it back 10 yards from that spot.
Clock at 3:33 here in the third. We'll take advantage of this penalty. And what Holton needs more than anything right now, Tank, is just a big play of any kind to go their way. Offense, defense, special teams, sack, just anything right now to kind of take this momentum away from the Raiders.
Yeah, this is a good Holton football team, and right now they just haven't had that tonight. Frontenac has taken that away. They haven't had, the Wildcats have not had that big play on defense. They haven't had that big sack for a while. They haven't had the big play on offense since the first quarter. Now is the time. Second and double sticks.
Spread the field, rolling to the left. McCartney wants to throw an underneath route. Caught. Zeller missed a tackle. And off at the 40, to the 50, to the Holton 40, 30, 20. Jumping over a defender and taking it in for a touchdown. 68 yards on the pass, and he outran the rest as the Raiders take a 2-touchdown lead.
They rolled him out, and Jake Zeller came up and missed the tackle in the flats, and nobody else was there, and McGinney faster than everybody else and also had a pretty good head start after that missed tackle. 68 yards on the touchdown, and it's definitely danger zone now for the Wildcats as they now trail by 2 scores after the big play.
Biggest deficit of the season. Again, Frontenac will try for a 2-point conversion. They lead by 11, so trying to make it a 13-point lead. I'm surprised they don't kick this, because if they miss it, Holton has a field goal, touchdown and 2-point away from tight end. They're going to try for the 2, low snap, handoff to Compton, running left, pulling a couple, and then big hit, big stick. The 2-point conversion, no good, as Chase Boswell just hit hard, just as Compton, but the touchdown stands. The 2-point conversion is no good, and our score is Frontenac 18 and the Holton Wildcats 7. We'll return after this. It's a 30-second timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanky back with you. Our studio engineer tonight is Brian Hertz. Kyler Captain's with us as well. 18-7 now, the Frontenac lead. They continue to have momentum, the energy, the atmosphere electric on the near sideline for both the players and the coaches and the fans. The kickoff is by Aaron Toria, and it'll be picked up by Holton after a delay at the 25. This is Lears to the 30, 35, Lears to the 40. He takes off. Lears at the 50. Kick return. 40 of Frontenac, 30, 20, 10, 5, and tackle down at the yard kickoff return by Matthew Wiertz. Unfortunately for the Wildcats, the big play comes after Frontenac gets their big play, but this big play keeps Holton right in the football game. First and goal at the 2 yard line. Matthew Lears saw the gap, saw the crease, got upfield, and just tackled by the shoestrings at the 2 yard line. The Wildcats must punch this in for 6, need the extra point, and they're right back in this football game. And all of a sudden, this sideline, for the first time this entire second half, is quiet. Let's score right here on this play from the 2. 2:47 to go, third quarter. Wildcats down 11. They trailed Frontenac by 21 in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, back in 2016, before mounting a comeback win at home. Here's Lears in the pistol. He gives it to Fletcher. Fletcher goes right. Fletcher leans in and is short of the end zone, tackled inside the 1. So Holton will need a second play to try to punch it in. We're still third quarter, folks. 2:35 and the clock moving. It'll be second and goal to go from the 1 on a short drive set up by a 77-yard kick return by Matt Lears. So much time left in this football game. The Wildcats get right back in it right here. Punch it in on second down. Let's go. Lears, as the bone is broken up, he points to somebody on the left. He's got a slot and Booth on the right. Lears hands it off to Fletcher. Fletcher straight ahead, straight in, touchdown, J.J. Fletcher's 12th touchdown of the year, his first one tonight. And a two-play, two-yard drive. Lears set it up, and Fletcher takes it in. Holton is within 5, pending a PAT. A night when it seems like everything has gone right for Frontenac. They've made the big plays. They've emptied the bag of tricks. They've done everything that they can possibly do to be in this football game and to have the lead. And the Wildcats now will go for 2 with the opportunity to cut it to a 3-point lead. Wildcats hanging around, even though it's not their best night. It's been a grind. It's been a struggle. But there's so much time left in the ride in this football game. Frontenac has scored 3 touchdowns, but no extra points. Holton now scoring their second touchdown and going for 2. From the 3-yard line, Lears, same formation with the slot on the left. They fake to the fullback. Lears on the option, pitches it back. Booth, 10, 5, made one man miss, but he's tackled at the 2, not getting in. So a failed 2-point conversion. But Holton with the big special teams play. Matt Lears jogging off the field, exhausted with the capital E. We've got 14-plus minutes to go in this game, and we're coming back after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
18-13. Frontenac leads Holton by 5. Welcome back to Southeast Kansas. Glad to have you along. The studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tankian and Kyler Catherins. And Holton is back in this game, but boy, it can't be satisfied, Tankian. Good coverage here on the kick, just like they had last time. Try to find a way to keep momentum. Let's see if the defense now, maybe, or the special teams unit can make a play here. Yeah, right back in the game. Finally, something positive to get excited about. The Blue Holton fans on the far sideline had something to come to their feet about. Just a huge crowd here tonight at Frontenac and a dandy of a fourth quarter coming up here. The Wildcat defense, been the strength of the unit all year. Got to find a way to be physical, see if they can get a stop here on this next drive.
Leave it to Matt Lears to make a big play when the Wildcats desperately needed it most. Lears now has this one teed up. Mangini is back deep. He's ran for a touchdown and passed for another. As Frontenac had scored 18 straight prior to that Holton score. Here's a mile-high kick. It'll be fielded inside the 15. It is fielded at the 20. Made one man miss, 25 at the 30, and hit hard, tackled there. Fields just shy of the 30-yard line as the big dog pile. Players struggling to get help to their feet by teammates. He's trying to get the guy for Holton. Was it Adcock, I think, maybe, that was the first man down there? Collins as well. Well, now the defense. And let's face it, Tank, Frontenac has scored touchdowns on their last 2 drives. Holton's got to find a way to make a stop. The Wildcat defense got to make an adjustment here late third quarter.
That's right. If you don't count the missed field goal before half, a couple touchdowns, and the Wildcat defense getting pushed around a little bit here in the third quarter.
Frontenac from the 30. McCartney's starting to get a good rushing game going. He runs the option. He pitches it back. Compton takes a hit, but leans off that guy and bounces his way up to the 34. Gain of about 4 for Compton as the pitch was early from McCartney that time. We've seen some trick plays. It was the long reverse that Frontenac scored on. We've seen a halfback pass. They've had to empty the playbook and the bag of tricks to stay in this game and currently stay ahead of Holton with 1:40 left now in the third. And not completely, but they've almost abandoned running between the tackles. All these runs getting through the perimeter. You see an option. You're seeing read option. We saw the reverse. A lot of plays getting to the outside where they're trying to test the outside backers and corners for Holton. Two running backs, and they give it this way, coming to McGinney, flying up there. It's Chase Boswell, and a tackle for a loss. Boswell flies up as the 2-0. Then help from Caden Jackson came to finish off, but McGinney hit for a one-yard loss. It's going to be 3rd down and 8, and this is the play, Mike Tanking. This is the play Holton needs to get momentum going into the fourth quarter. This is where Frontenac has come through. On 3rd and long, when they've needed it, they've come up with the plays they needed. The Holton Wildcat fans on the far sideline come to their feet. This is a big play, and Boswell made a big play on that last play. It didn't get to the outside because he came through the B gap and dropped him for a loss. 18-13, Frontenac leading Holton in the sub-state game. The winner on to Hutch in the title next week. 3rd and 8, the snap to McCartney, rolls to his left. The southpaw fakes the throw short, now wants to go deep. He's got a man downfield. It's McGinney. It's caught inside at the 30 to the Holton 20 and taking it in for his 3rd touchdown of the game. McCartney rolling out, fake the throw short. Holton bit for it. I think it was Lears that went for that fake pass. And then McGinney running deep and wide open down the far sideline. Backbreaking touchdown for the Raiders. It was an out and up, and it was set up by the last touchdown catch that McGinney had. It went for 68 yards. It was an out route that he caught, broke a tackle, and went untouched down the sideline. This time he rolled out, did McCartney, and once again it was the out route, but this time it was the out and up, and Holton bit hard on the fake, and this one goes for 68 yards, and Frontenac on a 3rd and 8 play comes up with the answer again. Extra point try up, and it is no good. Missed wide right. So 2 missed PAT kicks and 2 failed 2-point conversions, and it's an 11-point game still with Frontenac leading 24-13, just 32 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's step away again as we take a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage Units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Pluck, Mike Tanking, Kyler Captain's with you. Frontenac scored on a 2nd 68-yard touchdown pass tonight. Holton will field this one at the 15. It's Lears again at the 20, 25. Finds a hole again at the 30, 35, and then tackled short of the 40. Penalty flag flies this time, and so Holton's great field position might be hurt by the yellow laundry that lies at the 33. And not a good spot there for the guys in white. It'll be a penalty again against Holton. A holding penalty, and it'll move them back. So they'll start this drive at their own 23-yard line, down by 11 again. 26 seconds left here in the third quarter. What an offensive game plan and the play calling of Frontenac. They've found things that worked. They've executed their trick plays that they pulled out when they needed to. And that out and up was perfectly timed and set up well by the previous touchdown. Holton from their own 22, the option play. Lears has to pitch it to Fletcher. One-on-one here with McGinney. Got around him, stays in bounds at the 25, 30, and up the near sideline. Goes out of bounds at about the 32 or so. The pitch came early, but a good job by Fletcher to win a one-on-one battle with McGinney here to get a first down and some breathing room for the Cats. First down for the Wildcats since when? The first quarter.
First quarter?
Oh, no, they had one first down in the second quarter, converting a third and 12.
Nice job there. Play, yep. Good pitch, good run, move the sticks.
Again, they're breaking up the wishbone. Just two guys in the backfield behind Lears. Fletcher goes to the right. Booth gets the carry, slides back to the inside, and doesn't get hardly anything. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. And I don't know if Booth even got maybe 1 yard on that play. Back into the heart of the Frontenac defense between the tackles, and we're going to head to the fourth. So this is a full 1 minute timeout with 12 minutes to go in this game. Our score, Frontenac 24 and Holton 13 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Flickmike tanking, Kyler Catherine's back with you. Frontenac, Kansas. Holton football, second down and 9. They trail by 11. Start of the fourth quarter. The snap from their own 33, and Lears will give it to Fletcher, who gets a yard to the 34. Holton gained 1 yard on first down, 1 yard on second down, and now it is third down and 8. And that line of scrimmage, even with Holton's big special teams play, but the line of scrimmage, both sides of the football still being controlled right now by the home Raiders.
Yeah, it is. And Wildcats averaging a little over 4 yards per carry, but it's been tough sledding between the tackles, having a hard time getting to the outside as well.
One pass play denied. Here's the option on third and 7. Lears fakes the pitch, gets spun around at the 40. And what do you do here? Fourth down and 2 from your own 40, trailing by 11, but now we're in the fourth quarter.
And now you have to go for it. The offense will stay on the field. It's fourth down. You're down 2 scores. Fourth and 2. Matt Lears gets 5 yards on the option play. It was Bruce Blair that made the tackle from his defensive tackle position out on the perimeter. And this could be the ball game for Frontenac. If they can get a stop and a score, this could be it. The Wildcats need a first down on fourth and 2 at their own 40.
Lears got to have a part of this play, I would imagine. In the pistol, he gets the snap, and he does run it to the left side, and he's hit and tackled and dropped in the backfield. 1 yard loss. Lears was keeping it. He didn't see an open pitch man. I don't know if Booth would have been able to get the first or not, but the Frontenac defense, tip your hats to them. They made a play when they needed. They stop Holton on fourth down and 2 and take over in Wildcat territory.
They've had an answer for the option play almost every time. They've been ready for it. And that time you saw the coaches waving to the other side, option other way, option other way. They knew it was coming. They shaded that way. They come up and played physical and made a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Needed 2 yards but lost 1, and the Wildcat defense, I have to get a stop here as their offense just turned it over on down.
Yeah, the Raiders have it at the Holton 39-yard line, still with all the momentum here in this game. First and 10 with the receiver each way. They give straight up the middle, and Compton gets about 3 yards down near the Wildcat 36. Tackled by Caden Cattrall and another hurt player on the field for Frontenac. This is the third time that the Raiders have had man down and injured, and this one's Lane Franklin. That's their center. And their defensive tackle that's down with 10:39 to go, fourth quarter, and Frontenac leading 24-13.
He was face down and then rolled over to his back and didn't look good. That's a key cog on both sides of the line of scrimmage for the Frontenac Raiders. Both teams will head to the sideline and get some water. Justin, the total yardage for the ball game, Frontenac up now to 347 yards of offense, but that's mainly due to two big pass plays. Yep. Two touchdowns of 68 yards, so 158 on the ground, 189 on the through the air. The Wildcats at 156 yards of offense, only 37 yards here in the second half.
Don't forget, coming up during our post-game show that's presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate, we'll name a player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and also a lineman of the game that's brought to you by Giant Communications. With great service, reliability, and the speed you need, visit online at connect.giantcom.net. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show, Outdoors is the name to know. Try to get you a few other scoring updates in the state. Tank, just two other local teams playing tonight. That is Centralia and Axtell.
Yeah, second quarter score, Opie leading Centralia 14-0. Also Rossville leading Silver Lake 15-0. Looks like the this is a Class 1A score. Sedgwick leading Inman 14-6. That's out west. Mill Valley leading St. Thomas Aquinas 14-0. And Beloit leading Kingman 16-0. And also, yeah, Opie and Centralia, that's now went to halftime 14-0. Axtell leading Thunder Ridge 24-0. That's a second quarter score.
Scoring updates throughout the night, all brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And it's time to update your vehicle. Visit Holt House Auto House, Joe and the gang, in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? We started early at 6 o'clock tonight. Andale leading 14-8 against Southeast of Saline. But that a fairly close game for Andale. Has won 36 consecutively going into tonight's matchup in Substate on the other side of this 3A bracket. So 10:39 as the clock stops and an injured player still on the field as both teams have taken a knee. And we're going to step away here for a timeout as we will be back and check on the injured Raider that is Lane Franklin. You're listening to Class 3A Substate Football here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha and online at mscsports.net.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Frontenac. As the injured player Lane Franklin, one of the seniors, and unfortunately not a good sign here. The stretcher is being rolled out on the field here in Frontenac. Lane Franklin, the 6'2", 270-pound two-way starting senior. We talked about this line. All seniors, all experienced, and all very big. It's been the strength, and Coach Mark Smith for Frontenac talked about it in the pregame. He said, it's what we've relied on all season, and he said, it's what we're going to need to be able to do, control the trenches and the line of scrimmage to beat Holton tonight. Well, barely, for the most part, been able to do that, but they've also had a few big plays and a couple trick plays. And it's Frontenac that leads Holton 24-13 with the clock at 10:39 during this injury timeout here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, big plays, trick plays. The difference in the game is you go back to all four touchdowns for Frontenac. The first one keyed by a fourth down conversion on a halfback pass that went for 17 yards on fourth down. They converted that and then scored two plays later. Their second touchdown came on a reverse play. The third touchdown was a big 68-yard catch and run, one missed tackle, and a long run after the catch by Mario Manghini, and then an out-and-up, a perfectly timed out-and-up route, almost the same part of the field. Wildcats bit hard on the out route, and he was wide open for the catch and run after the 68-yard reception there, and that's the four touchdowns. Again, either a trick play or a big play that has keyed all four touchdowns for Frontenac.
And Holton had, as far as big plays go tonight, Tank, a 40-yard run by Gary Booth on their opening drive,
But, man, what's their longest run since that one? I mean, you obviously can't count the 77-yard kickoff return by Matt Lears. I'm talking offensively besides Booth's 40-yard run on the first drive for Holton tonight.
Yeah, you just saw it. It was the Jaden Fletcher 11-yard run on the option.
That's
yeah.
it.
You know, and that was the first down and 10 option play. But, yeah, really no big chunks other than that. Boswell got 10 yards on his first carry up the middle, but really seeing Frontenac playing downhill. And, again, the Wildcats, this offense, you want to play from the lead. You don't want to get behind to where you have to throw the football. Defense can be ready for that play action. You want to pass on your own terms. The Wildcats are 1 of 1 through the air for 21 yards, but just unable to get things going. And Frontenac's defense playing better and better as this game has gone along.
Chance for Holton maybe to catch their breath, because the Wildcats, who typically play very fast offensively, go with the no-huddle, hurry-up offense. I mean, they're going to have to play really fast now. I mean, there's still 10.5 minutes to go in this game. They still have 3 timeouts, but without the big play threat, boy, they got to be super quick and very efficient from here on out.
Yeah, and this is going to have to start with a defensive stop. Obviously, it's now second down and about 8 coming up here, second down and 7 maybe.
Yeah, because if you don't get a stop and it's a 3-score game, it's probably over.
It would not be a good thing. Wildcats came from behind to beat this Frontenac team in the fourth quarter in 2016-17. A long time ago, and this is a game that you can kind of feel out and you see what's going on here. The Wildcats have probably got to pitch a shutout from here out, and they might have to score in every possession they get.
Most of the seniors for Frontenac are out there to all touch and give a high five and a fist bump to their injured comrade, Lane Franklin, the 6'2", 270-pound senior, being carted off the field as he pumps his right arm in the air a couple times and then pumps his chest. We talk about all the seniors that start for Frontenac, but what a class. 18 seniors on this Frontenac squad this year. A lot of them have played for a couple years, especially on the line of scrimmage. A team that went 6-4 a season ago, or 6-5 did Frontenac. They were 10-1 2 years ago, lost to Hayden. And they've had a good run under Coach Mark Smith. We'll see if this injury maybe derails them a bit, because Holton will take any kind of opportunity that they have to try to get back in this game. As we mentioned, second down and 8, or maybe along 7, but Frontenac still has it at the Holton 36-yard line and already leading by 11.
The Wildcats got to find some energy, and it's hard. It's hard when you're down 11 points. It's hard when it's the fourth quarter, but it's now or never. You give up a touchdown here, like you said, you can probably start going and warming up the bus. This is not a good situation to be in. It's second down and 7. If you could place here defensively to get back in this one.
Coach Sparta, when asked about the trip, said, "I think it'll be okay. We need to focus, just relax and rest." A couple coach buses. The freshmen came on a regular school bus. Didn't stop on the way down except for one quick restroom break. Now in a battle. Here's second down and 7 as we resume play. Handoff straight ahead to Mankini, who gets inside the 35 for a couple yards to the 34. The clock will continue to run and is now an ally of the Raiders here at home as well. But third down play coming up. It'll be third down and about 5 on this next snap for Frontenac. Probably in four down territory. I mean, if they can get 2 or 3 here, they would likely go for it on fourth down as well. So Holt needs to make a couple plays.
And a deep, diverse playbook that they can go to on fourth down. Never know what you're going to see there. So, yeah, I would say 4 downs to get 5 yards, and their defense has played very well. There'd be no reason not to go for it on fourth down. Wildcats need 2 stops.
Snapping it in shotgun. Trenton Harris, the left tackle, is now the center. Matt Moore's in as the new left tackle. He's another senior as well on 3rd and 5. And the handoff right side. Compton through. First down. Held onto by a leg as he lunges inside the 25. That's a gain of almost 10 on 3rd down and 5. Justice Compton, 6'2", 185 pounds. These backs, as we mentioned, big and physical. That's not just the offensive line. It's big and physical as well. And now Frontenac's got a new set of downs, and it'll take a bunch more time off the clock.
Now, 2 different types of backs in some ways. They're similarly built, but Mangini definitely the more speedier of the two. Justice Compton, just a tough physical-type runner. And he breaks a tackle there and gets 10 yards and a first down.
Catrell Roush and Gilliland are the defensive linemen for the Cats. First down snap here from just inside the 25. McCartney's got a big play clock at 6 seconds, now 5. He'll let it go down and then take the snap, hand it to Mangini. Started off right tackle, bounces back to the middle, and gets down close to the 22.
You can see the difference now that they have the 2-score lead with the ball. The clock is their friend, a little less to the outside. You know, they don't want to lose yards. They want to get positive yards on every play, and we've seen the ISO now a couple times
since the injury, and that goes for 2 yards. It's nothing fancy, but it milks some clock, keeps positive yards on the side of the Frontenac Raiders. They know they've got 3 more downs to get the first.
Frontenac fumbled their first drive of the night, but also recovered the opening kick that ricocheted off Holton, so really the turnovers, in essence, at one apiece. There's a 2nd-and-8 play, and the handoff to Mangini, and he's tackled by Jace Boswell, but still gets about 3 or 4 yards, and the clock will roll under 8 minutes to go here in this game. Holton down 11, all 3 of their timeouts left, and substitutions on the defensive line as Shermott comes in and Cantrell goes out for a bit. 3rd-and-5 coming up. Frontenac got 10 on a 3rd-and-5 play just a moment ago. Holton can't allow that. 24-13 the score. Frontenac trying to get to the title game for the 8th time. Last time they made it was 2017. They lost to Holcomb that year in the state title game. 3rd-and-5. Receivers each way. Compton in the backfield. And a pass play. McCartney rolls out. Here comes pressure. He took a big shot. Throws it. It's incomplete. Boy, and McCartney got lit up, but maybe hurt more than McCartney is Connor Collins. As, boy, Collins delivered a big shot on the quarterback, but he's just on the ground and has rolled over now a time or two. And this is our 4th injury of the night and the 1st injury of a Holton Wildcat. Connor Collins, who missed a couple games, more so because of sickness than injury, but eased back in last night and now going tonight. It's going to be 4th-and-5, and Collins has hopped to his, helped to his feet.
I think maybe just got the wind knocked out of him on that play. He's walking off without a limp there. Good news there for the Wildcats. And McCartney, he's got a big arm, you know, and there's times where he's had maybe a completion ready for him, and he overthrows it because he throws just an absolute bullet, and that was another chance there that he missed. He did that on one of the 2-point conversion passes as well. And so it'll be 4th-and-5. Wildcats need to stop.
Clock stopped with the injury there, I guess, at 7:35. Oh, incomplete. That's right. So they're going for it on 4th-and-5. By the way, Frontenac in the second half was 4-for-4 on 3rd-downs prior to not getting that one. Empty backfield for McCartney. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. On 4th-down from the Holton 19. He looks right, throws right. It's completed. And then fighting and dragging a defender for a 1st-down inside the 10. It's Compton on the reception. Adcock was right there and tackled him. But Compton able to stretch the football, lean about 2 more yards for the 1st-down. It'll be goal to go. And more minutes going to come off the clock. Coach Barta going to have to start thinking timeouts here real quickly. And Holton going to maybe need to try to rip the football away down 11.
Another 4th-down conversion. And, you know, it's a very safe, quick throw. So even if you blitz, you're not going to get to him. Just a quick out route there to the slot man. And only needed 5 yards. They get 9. The sure hand of Justice Compton catches the ball and moves the sticks. It's now 1st-and-goal.
The Holton defense has not made a stop since the 1st quarter, Tank.
Yep.
Frontenac has scored on 4 straight drives with a missed field goal mixed in there as well. Here's the give to Mangini straight up the middle, and he's inside the 5. The last few drives for Frontenac, touchdown, 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 missed field goal right before half, touchdown late 2nd quarter. So Frontenac has made all the plays. And Holton's defense has not been able to get the stops they needed since the 1st quarter here tonight. It was 0-0 at the end of the 1st quarter. Holton led 7-6 at halftime. But Frontenac outscored Holton 3 touchdowns to 1 here since the break.
Just gaining momentum and finding things they like, and just has this Holton defense totally off balance.
Taking all the time off that play clock. Again, it's down under 5 seconds before the snap. We have about 6 minutes to go in the game. Compton gets the handoff and walks into the end zone untouched. Behind the right guard, Cruz Blair. He's terrific. And Dean on that right side as well. And it's a 4-yard touchdown run as Frontenac goes up 3 touchdowns here with 6:02 to play.
Nothing fancy about that. Just a simple fullback dive, untouched, and uncharacteristic of this Holton defense. A lot of hands on hips and not a lot of answers at this point. Didn't see this coming. 24 points in the second half. It was a grueling first half, but felt like the Wildcats had a good half of football in them and did not see this onslaught coming at all.
2-point conversion leading by 17. McCartney will back his way into the end zone for a 2-point run as the quarterback McCartney. That's the 1st time in 5 Frontenac touchdowns tonight that they've added any points after touchdown. But a two-point conversion now makes it a 19-point lead as we head to a break with 6:02 remaining. It's Frontenac 32 and the Holton Wildcats 13 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6:02 left to go in the ballgame. 32-13, Frontenac leading Holton. As now Frontenac has scored on four straight drives here in the second half. And five of the last six drives with a missed field goal, the only other. Holton in the second half, three and out. Two plays touchdown after the long kick return by Lears. And Holton turned it over on downs last time they had it. Here's a kick return. Lears waits a bit and then is tackled at the 29. He waited for something to develop. And the only thing that developed was a nice downfield tackle on special teams there made by Frontenac. It was Lesker downfield for the stop, and Holton got to go super quick now. They'll start this drive at their own 29. They have three timeouts left, but need three touchdowns. Holton 1-for-1 in the passing game tonight. The Wildcats 11-0 start for the first time since 2013, but in danger of their first loss of the season being their last game, one shy of the state title. First down and 10. It's a play-action pass. Lears has all day. It throws it deep over the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Michael Doria. Returns it to the Holton 40. Now broke a tackle and goes down at the 36. Lears hasn't thrown an interception in the first 10 games of this season, but he threw two last week and now one tonight. And on top of all that, Matt Lears is hurt.
Got hit as he threw that football.
Shot.
He's up on his feet now. He took a pretty good shot there.
Leaned over.
Post route and missed his man. And this raucous and rowdy sideline has been loud the whole second half. And they went wild on that interception. Coach Mark Smith's hands went up in the air. And probably the final dagger in this one.
Huge crowd in black. Cranking Athens. First official turnover of the night, but they muffed the opening kick as well. And the give to Mangini, who's hit and brought down by Jace Boswell. Connor Collins back in there for the Cats, so that's good. And Lears stayed out there. He was hunched over a bit. Jaden Fletcher just came on, and Lears is going to go off. So Lears gets a little breather. They'll check on him. But Frontenac going to continue to work on this clock, leading by 19 points with just 5:20 to go.
Just a very impressive half of football for Frontenac. Justin just executed things very well. And the old cliche, you hear it all the time, big players make big plays in big games. And they had the answer. The big play is the difference in this one for sure.
Second down from the Holton 34. We're under 5 minutes to go. And a handoff again straight up the middle to Compton, who's tackled by Gary Booth at about the 32-yard line, as Booth will help Compton to his feet. Number 13 tackling number 13. Roush, 73, in there on that stop at third down and six coming up here for Frontenac. Holton winning the Big 7 League title, first time since 14, but looked to fall short of their first state title game appearance since 2015. Two teams that both came in averaging less than 12 points per game allowed. Defenses have been great. Here's McCartney hit and tackled in the backfield. Back at the 35, that's a loss of 3 yards. Petrell and Collins there along with Booth for the Wildcat defense. And now it's fourth down for Frontenac, but we're under 4 minutes to go. 4-for-4 on third down. And then they didn't convert on third down their previous drive, but converted on fourth and five and got a touchdown. Frontenac continuing to make the plays. What's this? They only got seven guys on the field.
They're going to punt the football here.
Probably going to call a timeout because they don't have anybody on the field.
They're going to take a delay of game, actually. Move it back and punt the football.
Whole team comes off the field as the play clock dips to 3-2-1, and Coach Smith calls the timeout with 3:27 left to go here in this game.
How's this for balance, Justin? The Frontenac rushing attack. Justice Compton, 16 carries, 87 yards. Mario McGinney, 14 carries, 50 yards. Colin McCartney, 14 carries, 50 yards. Just those three guys that have carried the football.
Been the same all season.
Yep, same way. And it's been balanced, and they continue to do that tonight. And then passing the football, Colin McCartney, 6 of 10 for 181, but it's two 68-yard touchdown passes, both to Mario McGinney, that put this one out of reach.
From down 7-6 at halftime, Frontenac went ahead 18-6 in the first 8 minutes of this second half. They had all the momentum, and they were able to maintain it throughout this second half as they have outscored Holton 26-6 since the break. Frontenac leading at 32-13. In punt formation. And Holton's only turned it over nine times now all season. Not only that balance, but all the big plays that we've talked about that Frontenac has made here in this game tonight. Hunter's Aaron Antle stands near midfield. That's what he's waiting on. Play clock at zero. There's a delay game. But he did want to take it before the calling a timeout, I guess. Take it here. Maybe Mark Smith just wants to string out these last 3.5 minutes and allow his team and fans to enjoy a victory as now he makes a substitution. Mark Smith played at Colgan, as we mentioned. Great Pittsburgh State player. His uncle, of course, is Jim Smith, who coaches up in Atchison for the Phoenix football team. And he's done work. Remember, before he got here, Frontenac was horrible. They were 13-25 in the 4 years before Coach Smith arrived at Frontenac, and this program's been turned around 10 years a row in the playoffs. Punt, Holton will let it bounce inside the five, and holy moly, Frontenac just
he's in the end zone. No, they're going to mark it down. I thought his feet were in the end zone, but... Guess not. Everything
else wrong, it's going wrong.
Everything else is going Frontenac's way tonight. They might as well down a punt at the 1 yard line as well. Wow, what a kick and what good coverage there. You know, they talked about the Frontenac wrestling program. It's 11 years old and they've started to build that. We talked about Justice Compton being a runner up wrestler, and it's no coincidence that the wrestling program and Mark Smith and the success all has kind of jived together. He's done work. That's a good football coach and a good football program, and this is definitely a statement win, a benchmark win for this program for sure.
Holton from their own 1 yard line will give it to Boswell, left side with some room, a break of tackle to 10, has a first down up near the 14. A good run there by Jake Boswell, but Holton's got to be super quick here as the right back on the football. Frontenac trying to make a defensive substitution. The clock stopped for the chain game movement momentarily. They're just going to run the option. Dean makes him pitch it to Fletcher. Fletcher in the outside and can't get upfield. Tackled at the 16, gaining maybe 2 yards. Fletcher on that option pitch. He did get out of bounds, so the clock stopped with 2:59 to go. And Holton down 19 with three timeouts, but under 3 minutes remaining. 1-for-2 now in the passing game tonight. Lears is 13 of 34 on the season for 320 yards. He's going to pass it here. Has some time. Standing there looking. Only has one receiver. Gillen is double-teamed. Lears going to run it near side and gets upended across the 25. I think he's got a first down. They'll stop the clock again here. Problem when you're throwing it on a play like that, Tank, is that Holton had one receiver. And Frontenac's got four defensive backs playing well behind the line of scrimmage. So pretty tough to throw it when you got three, four guys covering your one man.
Yeah, and you and I know this. That's not Holton's forte. Nope. There is no spread, two-minute offense. It's all going to stay double tight. And
hand defense, off to Fletcher, tackled for a one-yard loss.
Defense knows, and there's an amount of frustration and disappointment that starts to creep in, too. I mean, you can say what you want. You play till the final whistle blows, but when you're down by three scores or more, I mean, it's human beings out there. It's tough.
Second down, counterplay, Booth juking a bit as he gets up near the 28, maybe 2 yards on that gain for Gary Booth, but we're going to go under 2 minutes to play, and Holton has a third down and 8 coming up. Holton getting the play call from the sideline, clock at 150, Holton trailing Frontenac 32-13. Lears will hand it off to Boswell, left side, runs over a defender, gets to the 35, and then get a first down at the nice second effort and lunge. As the clock will stop at the minute 40 to go, and Holton converts on 3rd and 8 with the run by Jace Boswell.
Boswell now with 42 yards on his 10 carries.
Play action pass, Lears. Throws it underneath, wide open, Gilliland at the 50, getting a block downfield, now doesn't go out of bounds, he changes direction, hit from behind, inside the 40 to the Frontenac 38. That's a 25-yard pitch and catch to Charlie Gilliland, who is an underneath man. Charlie on the season is team high, 6th reception of the year, another first down for the Cats. 11 seniors on this Holton team. Driving to the Frontenac 38, Lears with the backfield full of juniors, hands to Booth, and he's held on to and taken down. On that tackle was Cruz Blair. And you hope that Lane Franklin and some of these guys banged up for Frontenac will be able to play in the state championship game next Saturday in Hutchinson.
They're going to need them as they face Andale. Andale's obviously very, very good. Going to need them.
Lears around the near side on the option. He'll tiptoe out of bounds. I think a yard short of the first down. He goes out at the 29. It'll be 3rd and 1, but the clock stops as Lears gets out of bounds. 39 seconds remaining. Holton still with 3 timeouts, but trailing by 3 touchdowns.
I will take everything that Frontenac has to win a state title next week, but if they can come up with the key plays like they came up with tonight, beat anybody. Big plays like that go a long way.
Should be able to match him. Ouch! In the trenches is almost decapitated. Was Jace Boswell there by Justice Compton. He looks to the sideline, waving his hands. Boswell slow getting up. Man, that was a high tackle on Boswell. And Holton's got 4th and 4 here after they lost a couple on that play.
They put the A-gap hard, and Boswell kind of slipped on the play and took a big shot. This will probably be the last play of this one right here.
Here's on 4th down, gets the snap, wants to run the option, in some trouble, pitches it to Fletcher. Jaden gets yardage, leans, gets a 1st down. Clock will stop. I don't know if Holton will call a timeout or not. 4 seconds remaining. The Wildcats want to run one more play. They can, but Frontenac, the celebration is on. Wildcats will end their season 11-1 after going 9-2 a year ago. Holton will fall in the sub-state game for the 2nd straight season. Final play of the game. It's a play-action pass. Williams picks up the blitz. Lears throws it underneath and short. It's incomplete on the near side, and that's the ball game. Intended for Jake Zeller. It gets a hug, and the emotion takes over as Charlie Gilliland congratulates Lears, one of the 11 Holton Wildcat seniors. Of course, Slater Skaggs and Reese Holiday, 2 terrific seniors that had to miss this season for the Wildcats. But Jake Zeller, Caden Jackson, Lucas Adcock, Jace Hallauer, all starters along with Connor Collins on the defensive side of the football that will not be easy for Holton to replace. Linemen like Caden Cattrell and Andrew Williams and Dustin Shermock all starting on the defensive line as well. And Dallas Pittaway rounding out the 11 seniors that put together really a great turnaround in the last 3 years. Remember, Holton, a few years ago, posted a record of just 3-6 in 2018. But they got it back to 7-3 in 2019. Last year went 9-2. And this year the Wildcats will finish with a record of 11-1 as it's Frontenac now 10-2. Moving on to the state championship game in Hutchinson next week. Your final score tonight, 32-13. Frontenac down 7-6 at the break, outscores Holton 26-6 in the second half, and gets one here against the Wildcats at home. Now at their fifth meeting in the last 7 years, Holton's won three, but Frontenac's won a couple, including this sub-state semifinal tonight.
Yeah, and this one hurts for the Wildcat fans and faithful kids, the coaches, certainly high expectations going into this playoff run, and definitely disappointing, but the kids have nothing to be ashamed of. This was a terrific football team that accomplished a lot of things and did a lot of special things on the football field, accomplished a lot of things as human beings. I think we got to witness this group really grow as kids and teammates, not just football players. And, you know, it really hurts for those seniors as they really wanted to be able to play on that Hutchinson turf and just come up one short. And sometimes the other team is just better than you in a given game. In this case, maybe just a given half. And that's all it took was one half. And you know, Frontenac and Holton can talk about that, as Frontenac was in a position up at Holton with a 3-score lead in a playoff game, and the Wildcats came back and broke their hearts. And tonight, the Wildcats had the 7-6 lead at halftime, and it was instead the Frontenac Raiders that break the hearts of the Holton Wildcats in this one, and they earned it. The Frontenac Raiders earned it with every ounce of their game tonight. Offense, defense, game plan was sound, and the plays that they needed to make, they made. They really prevented the big plays for the Holton Wildcats, and just kept the Wildcats on their heels most of the night, and certainly a worthy representative of the east side of the bracket in the Class 3A playoffs.
You're right. They played the better game tonight. They get the win. It's Frontenac 32-13 over Holton final. Stay outdoors. Stay tuned. The Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame coming up. We'll pick a player to bank on. Brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha, our Giant Communication lineman of the game, and also Mike will have the final statistics tonight, brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. So that's all still to come as the trophies will be awarded here in Frontenac. Post games next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
JBN Telephone Company is bringing you the latest in fiber internet technology. JBN has residential and business options available for both in-town and rural areas with fiber, traditional wired, or fixed wireless technologies with the powerful communication services to fit your needs and budget. JBN solutions are flexible so you can take control of all your business communications. We care about the local communities and are proud to offer free public Wi-Fi locations. For unlimited telephone, digital cable TV, and high-speed internet, check your availability and options at jbntelco.com.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back to Frontenac as the Frontenac Raiders defeat the Holton Wildcats 32-13 They will move on to the state championship game next Saturday in Hutchinson, where they'll face the winner of Andale and southeast of Saline. As the celebration has started here in southeast Kansas, fans, after the trophy presentation, going down to congratulate their players and coaches. A lot of pictures being snapped. The Wildcats meeting with their fathers and the kids out near midfield. Again, 32-13, your final score tonight. Wildcats scored first tonight in this one, as it was a 58-yard, or rather a 7-yard touchdown run by Garrison Booth. That came with 9:42 left in the second quarter. The kick was good, and it was 7-0 Wildcats. Frontenac did score a touchdown before halftime, as they got a touchdown with a minute 46 left in the second quarter. They missed their extra point, and the score at halftime was actually 7-6, Holton leading Frontenac. And that touchdown was a 2-yard run by Justice Compton. It was set up by a 4th-and-3 halfback pass that went for 17 yards. A little controversy on the play. The Wildcats thought maybe that pass hit the ground. It was ruled complete. A couple plays later, the Raiders punched it in and, again, missed the extra point. So the Wildcats did lead this one at halftime 7-6. The halftime stats were almost identical for both teams. The yards were identical. The yards per carry, identical. The score, almost identical outside of that missed extra point. And we felt like we had a really good one brewing here for the second half. But Frontenac got the opening kickoff to start the second half, and they drove down the field and scored on a 17-yard run by Mario Manghini. That was on a reverse play. Again, Frontenac going to the bag of tricks. They had the halfback pass that keyed the first touchdown, and then the reverse led to a second touchdown, and Frontenac led for the first time in this one. That came with 5:52 left in the third quarter. Once again, they did not get the point after. They went for two on that one and did not get it, so they led 12-7. The Wildcats then had to punt the football as they were down 12-7. A lot of football game left. They punt the football with their three and out offensive possession. And Frontenac was able to complete a 68-yard pass and catch on third down. It was an out route. Mario Manghini slipped a tackle and went off to the races, 68 yards. And again, the two-point conversion was no good. That came with 2:59 left in the third quarter. It was 18-6 Frontenac. A lot of energy and emotion on the near sideline at that time. And I thought the Wildcats were in big trouble, but the next kickoff, the ensuing kickoff, Matthew Lears fielded it and took it up the middle and went to the outside and almost returned it for a touchdown. He was tackled down at the 2-yard line. Two plays later, Jaden Fletcher punched one in from 1 yard out, and the Wildcats failed on the 2-point conversion run, but they had cut the lead to 18-13, back to a 1-score game, and that was with 2:11 left in the third quarter. Wildcat defense got to a 4th-down play on the ensuing possession for Frontenac, but once again, it was Colin McCartney finding Mario Manghini, this time on an out-and-up route. The Wildcats bit hard on, and it also went for 68 yards. Mario Manghini, all alone in the secondary, caught the pass, ran it in, and it was 24-13 at that point. The extra point, again, was no good. Wildcats got the ball back, but again, were stopped, and Frontenac was able to tack on one more touchdown run as they scored on a 4-yard touchdown run by Justice Compton, and they did get a 2-point conversion on that one. Colin McCartney runs it in. That came with a little over six minutes left in the fourth quarter. Wildcats drove down the field late in the game, but unable to put points on the board. And the final score, 32 to 13. Frontenac defeats Holton here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and select real quick our lineman of the game and also our player of the game. Our lineman of the game is brought to you by Giant Communications. For great service, reliability, and the speed you need, visit online at connect.giantcom.net. That's Giant Communications sponsoring our lineman of the game. And tonight, I'm going to give the lineman of the game awards to the two seniors, starting seniors for the Holton Wildcats on the offensive line. They were terrific all year. Andrew Williams, a 6'1", 255-pound senior, and also Caden Cattrell, the 6'1", 285-pound senior. A couple guys, stalwarts on that offensive line, both guys playing on the defensive front as well all season long, and tough way to go out for them. Definitely had visions of playing at Hutchinson next week, but terrific senior campaigns for those two guys, and so we'll go with them as our lineman of the game. Again, brought to you by Giant Communications here tonight. Next is our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And for tonight's player of the game, we'll go ahead and give that to Matthew Lears as he kind of got the Wildcats back in this one. It's really hard to find a player of the game, if you will, because just so many things just didn't go well for the Wildcats. But the one big play, the one time tonight where you thought the Wildcats had some life once they got down, the big kickoff return by Matt Lears, got it all the way down to the 2-yard line, and the junior quarterback finishes with just 8 carries, 31 yards, passing the football was 2 of 4 for 47 yards. He did throw an interception, but that one big play, really one of the lone bright spots here tonight. Just a really rough night here for the Wildcats. We'll go ahead and give him our player to bank on. And brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And lastly, we'll give you our final stats. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. And the final stats go like this. First, for the Wildcats, the Cats finished the night with 11 first downs. They had 185 yards rushing on 44 carries, averaging 4.2 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 2 of 4 through the air for 47 yards, so the Wildcats finished the night with 232 total yards of offense. Wildcats turned the ball over one time tonight. That was an interception, and they had 8 penalties for 60 yards. Individually, the Wildcats were led on the ground by Garrison Booth. He had 11 carries for 72 yards. He had a touchdown run. Jace Boswell had 11 carries for 41 yards. Jaden Fletcher had 14 carries for 41 yards. He had a touchdown run. And Matthew Lears had 8 carries for 31 yards. Passing the football, Lears was 2 of 4 through the air for 47 yards. His two completions go to two different receivers, Charlie Gilliland, one catch for 26 yards, and Garrison Booth, one catch for 21 yards. For Frontenac, the Raiders finished the night with 15 first downs. They had 187 yards rushing on 44 carries, averaging 4.3 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 7 of 11 through the air for 198 yards. So the Raiders had 385 total yards of offense here tonight, 198 through the air and 187 on the ground. The Raiders had one turnover tonight. That was a fumble, and they had 4 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, the Raiders were led on the ground by Justice Compton. He had 16 carries for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mario Mangini had 14 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown. Colin McCartney had 14 carries for 50 yards. Passing the football, Colin McCartney was 6 of 10 for 181 yards. His 6 completions go to 4 different receivers, led by Mario Mangini, who had 4 catches for 168 yards. Also, Caston Fields had 1 catch for 17 yards, Justice Compton 1 catch for 9 yards, and Aaron Doria 1 catch for 4 yards. They also had another pass completion. That was Mario Mangini on the halfback pass. He was 1 of 1 for 17 yards. 2 touchdown receptions by Mario Mangini, 68 yards on both of them, and he had 4 catches for 168, 2 scores, and then running the football, 14 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown as well for him. Frontenac moves on. They defeat Holton tonight 32-13. And they will face the winner of Andale and southeast of Saline next weekend in Hutchinson. The Wildcats finished their season 11-1. And sub-state runner-ups for the second year in a row. As they lost last year at Perry LeCompton, they lose tonight at Frontenac to end their season. Wildcats return a healthy dose of juniors and sophomores next year. Certainly the arrow pointing up, and should be an exciting year of football again next season for the Wildcats. But this one hurts, folks, as the Wildcats lose in disappointing fashion here at Substate, and the seniors go out one short of maybe where their goal wanted to be, but nonetheless a terrific season and a terrific amount of experiences for all the parents and fans and students and us as broadcasters. Justin and I actually getting to broadcast on the Holton Channel for the first time exclusively, and tonight getting to go back onto KNZA for a radio broadcast, but certainly a great experience for us, and a chance for Justin to see his son and be here for all of his games. And you might notice he's not part of this post game, because one of his rituals every game this year was to be able to go out and be a dad for a minute and listen in on the post game chat from the coaches, and they're doing that down on the field right now. So certainly appreciate the sponsors that have given everybody the opportunity to watch on the Holton Channel all season long, and all of the football fans out there in Kansas land that have got to listen to Johnny and his broadcast on 103.9. certainly hope that you've enjoyed everything that we've brought your way on the airwaves and on the Internet. So with that, we'll go ahead and sign off tonight. And for Justin and I, it'll be basketball season. We'll be on the Holton Channel, and practice will start pretty soon for these boys as there will be hoops right around the corner. So for Justin Fluke, Kyler Catherine, I'm Mike Tanking, saying so long, have a good weekend, stay safe, everybody. 32-13, Frontenac, moving on to the state championship game.